8:30 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
4way.net offers wireless broadband internet service with nearly 50 towers throughout St. Joseph, Southern Elkhart, Marshall, Kosciuszko, and Fulton counties. Now you too can surf the web.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state finals. 112 pod introductions underway. We're going to set our mics out so you can hear the introductions, hear all of these 28 great athletes' accomplishments, and then we'll bring it right back here for 106 between Boston and Misich. BroadcastSport.net.
His opponent tonight comes to us from the Tigers of Warsaw High School. Joined by coaches Justin Smith and Danny Lee, this senior, a perfect 34-0 on the season. A tremendous career that's featured 4 sectional and regional championships, 4 NLC conference championships, a state runner-up spot in this tournament a year ago, a Fargo Nationals runner-up spot in 2011. He will be attending Indiana Tech this coming fall to wrestle and study criminal justice. Welcome, please, Jared Brooks! And one for your team, Phillips and Brooks. At 120 pounds tonight, representing the Wildcats of Hanover Central. Joined by coaches Nick Petrov and George Petrov, this senior, a perfect 46-0 on the season, 3 sectional and regional titles to his credit, 2 semi-state championships as well, a 3-time state place winner, 3-time county champion in the Lake tournament. He was runner-up in this tournament in 2010, junior and senior academic all-state, a 4.1 GPA, 3rd in his class. He will be attending Bucknell University in Pennsylvania as a Division I wrestler. Welcome, please, Paul Petrov. His opponent of 120 pounds comes to us from the Trojans of Newcastle High School. This senior is joined by coaches Rex Peckinpah and Mark Griffin. 53 victories in 55 matches this year. 208 career victories in 213 career matches, including 151 falls. 4 sectionals and 3 regionals for his credit. He's a 3-time conference champion in the North Central Conference. Junior and senior academic all-state. And an 8-time ISWA state champion. He is committed to the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis. Welcome, please, Brendan Campbell at 120, Petrov and Campbell. And 126 pounds representing the Falcons of Perry Meridian High School. Joined by coaches Jim Tante and Matt Shunley, this sophomore, 46 wins in 46 matches this year, including 30 falls. 2-time sectional and regional champion, 2-time Marion County champion, 2-time Conference Indiana champion, and 18-time ISWA state champion. Welcome, please, Cody McCown. His opponent of 126 comes to us from the Indians an amazing 192-2 in his historic career. Four sectionals, regionals, and semi-states to his credit. A four-time Lake County champion, four-time Blue Land Conference champion. Will continue his wrestling career next year for the Purdue Boilermakers. Welcome, please, Kyle Ayersman. At 126, LeCount and Ayersman. And 132 pounds representing the Starfires of South Adams High School. Joined by coaches Eric Myers and Ben Warner, this senior 47-2 on the year, 25 falls, 152 career victories, including three sectional and two regional championships. He's a two-time conference champion in the Allen County Athletic Conference. He's the all-time wins record holder for South Adams and is pleased and proud tonight to be making the first state championship appearance for South Adams. His opponent at 132 comes from the Falcons of Barry Marin. Joined by coaches Jim Tante and Matt Shutley, a senior with a 47-1 record this year, 203 career victories, including 114 falls. Four-time sectional winner, four-time regional winner, four-time state qualifier. He's a 2011 Fargo All-American, a three-time Disney Duels All-American, and a 12-time ISWA state champion. And to top it off, he's a brown belt in judo as well. A returning state champion. He won this tournament at 125 pounds a year ago. He will continue in college this year with a goal of becoming a history teacher and a coach for deaf students. Welcome, please, Jared McKinley at 132. Matt and McKinley. At 138 pounds, representing the Tigers of Yorktown High School. Joined by coaches Troy Delaney and Trent McCormick, this senior Tiger, a perfect 51-0 on the season, 193 career victories against only 7 losses. Four-time sectional and regional champion, three-time sub-state champion as well. He's a four-time winner in the Hoosier Heritage Conference Tournament, a four-time AAU Scholastic Duels First Team All-American, and is signed also with the Purdue Boilermakers. Welcome, please, Devin Jackson. His opponent at 138 comes to us from the Cougars of Greenfield Central. Joined by coaches Josh Holden and Ed Hammond, a junior, 39-3 on the season, 125 career victories in 139 matches. Three sectional and regional championships, all to his credit, all ready to his credit. A semi-state championship as well. He's a two-time conference champion in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, a member of the National Honor Society with a 3.6 grade point average, and a one-time folk style state champion. Welcome, please, Josh Farrell. At 138, Jackson at Farrell. At 145 pounds for the Bulldogs of Crown Point High School. Looking tonight to complete a legendary career, he's a senior, joined by coaches Scott Blake and Jake Rodriguez. A perfect 41-0 on the season, only 2 losses in his high school career to go along with 177 victories. He's done it all, folks. Sectional, semi-state, regional champion 4 times. Already a 3-time state champion, 4-time conference champion in the Duke. proud to note that he's a two-time academic All-State wrestler as well. The USA Wrestling National Freestyle Champion at 140 pounds. He's accepted a wrestling scholarship to Northwestern University. Welcome, please, Jason Sertzes. Here's a fun at 145. Comes to us from the Irish of Indianapolis Cathedral. Joined by coaches Sean McGinley and Tim Wright. This sophomore, 37-3 on the season, already a two-time sectional regional champion and two-time champion of the Indianapolis City Tournament. A three-time ISWA folkstyle state champion and freestyle state champion as well. He placed sixth at 135 pounds in this tournament a year ago. Returns this year at 145. Welcome, please, Vincent Garzaro at 145. Sertzes and Garzaro. And 152 pounds tonight, representing the Grizzly Cubs of Franklin Community High School. Joined by coaches Bob Hossman and Jesse Hossman, this junior, 35-5 with 21 falls this year. Reigning champion in the Johnson County Tournament and a two-time winner of the in-state conference tournament as well. An academic All-State selection with a 3.7 GPA. He's a three-time ISWA state champ and a one-time Triple Crown winner. He's a 2011 third in the All-American Folkstyle Nationals. Welcome, please, Luke Greek. At 152 pounds, his opponent tonight comes to us from the Rebels of Muncie Southside. Joined by coaches Tony Abbott and Chris Gonzalez, this junior, a perfect 43-0 on the season, 113 career victories, two sectional championships already to his credit, a three-time winner of the Jeff Classic, the Fort Wayne Concordia, the Winco Duels, and a two-time winner of the East Central Indiana Classic. He's a USAW four-style national runner-up, 130 pounds, and seeks to become Muncie Southside's next champion, following his coach, who was the winner years ago, Coach Tony Abbott. Welcome tonight, please, Isaiah Bradley at 152, Creek and Bradley. At 160 pounds, representing the Dragons of New Palestine High School. This senior is joined by Coach Steve Harding, 38-8 on the season with 24 falls, 121 wins in his career, including 85 by fall. The reigning champion of the Hoosier Heritage Conference Tournament, welcome please, Connor Robinson. His opponent at 160 pounds comes close for the Irish of Indiana. Joined by coaches Sean McGinley and Jeff Brown, this senior, 46-0 on the season, also with four sectionals and three regional titles to his credit, a three-time city champion in the City of Indianapolis Tournament. He has qualified in the state tournament this year for the fourth time, a high honor roll student every semester at Cathedral. He will be wrestling next fall at the United States Military Academy of West Point. Welcome, please, Brian Harvey at 160, Robinson and Harvey. At 170 pounds, representing the Falcons of Perry Meridian High School. Joined by coaches Jim Tante and Matt Shutley, this junior, 47-1 on the season. Two sectionals, two regionals to his credit. A reigning champion in the Marion County Tournament and two-time Conference Indiana Tournament winner. He's a two-time Disney Duels All-American, a a 16-time ISWA state champion, and a 2011 ISWA quadruple crown winner. Welcome, please, Jake Massengale. His opponent, 170 pounds, comes to us from the Trojans of Center Grove High School. Joined by coaches Gail Hoover and Jamie Hayes, the senior has won 45 times in 45 matches this year, 142 career victories to his credit, three sectionals and two regionals, an MIC conference champion and four-time Johnson County champion. He's a two-time USA Wrestling All-American and six-time ISWA state champion. Welcome, please, Sean Mathis. At 170, Massengale and Mathis. At 182 pounds for the Oracles of Delphi High School. This senior is joined by coaches Mike Atwood and Ted Line. A 51-0 season to this point. 185 career victories against only 13 losses and 117 falls. He's a four-time winner of sectional, regional, and Hoosier Conference tournaments. He's the first four-time state qualifier for this high school and academic all-state as a junior last year and senior this time around. With a GPA of 4.15 on a 4.0 scale, he will be attending and wrestling at Purdue University. Welcome, please, Tanner Klein. His opponent of 182 comes to us from the Shamrocks of Westfield High School. Joined by coaches Terry O'Neill and Greg Maud, a senior 53-0, perfect with 29 falls this season. Sectional, regional, semi-state, Hamilton County, and Hoosier Crossroads Conference Championships to his credit. A two-time academic all-state selection, a All-American, Team Indiana American, three-time Shamrock Invite champion. He has accepted an appointment to the United States Naval Academy, where he will wrestle for the midshipmen next year. And he is the first Westfield Shamrock to ever wrestle under the lights for the state championship. Welcome, Lucas Schaefer, at 182. At 195 pounds for the Pirates of Maryville High School. Joined by coaches David Maldonado and Rob Petito, the senior, 32-0, three sectionals, two regionals, two semi-states, and a three-time Duland Conference champion. A two-time ISWA state champion as well. He was an all-state linebacker for the Pirates as well. Welcome, please, Courtney Berry. His opponent of 195 comes to us from the Tigers of Fishers High School. Joined tonight by coaches Jay Carroll and Mike McCarthy. He's a junior with a 48-0 record, 128 career victories and only four defeats. Three-time sectional and regional champion. Three-time conference champion in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. 2010 and 2011 IHA SAA state place winner, third place winner that is. He's a 23-time ISWA state champion in folk style, freestyle, and Greco specialties, and a two-time Fargo double national champion in freestyle and Greco. Welcome, please, Mitch Sliga. And at 195, Barry and Sliga. At 220 pounds tonight, representing the Colonials of South Bend Clay. two-time regional champion, two-time Northern Indiana Conference champion, a two-time Highway State champion, and 2010 Highway National champion, also a 2011 Disney All-American. Welcome, please, Joe Gallegos. His opponent, 220, comes to us from the Bulldogs of Crown Point High School. Joined by coaches Scott Blink and Jake Rodriguez, this senior with 40 victories and only two defeats, a three-time sectional, two-time regional champion, already a two-time state place winner, and three-time winner of the Duneland Conference. He is a two-time academic all-state selection as well. Welcome, please, Tyler Crow at 220, Gallegos. Five of the big guys at 285, representing the Lions of Freeman High School. Joined by coaches Sean Campbell and Nick Spade, a senior, 49-0 on the season, 136 career victories, a two-time state qualifier, was also a two-time champion in the Northern States Conference. He's a three-year National Honor Society member, a 2012 Academic All-State Selection in football, a 2012 IMCA All-State Selection as an offensive lineman, and a 2012 AP All-State Offensive Lineman. He's a two-time Disney Duels All-American and winner of the Plymouth Sectional, Rochester Regional, and Maryville Semi-State. Welcome, please, Abraham Hall! His opponent tonight comes to us from the Blazers of Elkhart Central. Joined by coaches Chuck Bauer and Adam Burtsfield. He's a senior with a 38-1 record on the season, sectional, regional, and semi-state championships to his credit, a two-time Northern Indiana Conference winner as well, two-time Clip Keen Border Wars National Champion, Team Indiana Scholastic Duels 2010-2011 member. Welcome, please, Dominique Stouffer at 285. Home and Stouffer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please on your feet one time for our 28 state finalists. Presented by the Arsenal Technical High School Drill Team from Indianapolis. Members of the team include Color Guard Commander Alfonso Ramirez, Battalion Commander Dakota Correll, and Color Guard members Samantha Payton, Valentin Garcia, Chad Mitchell, and Sarah Butler. Tonight's national anthem will be sung by Lance Bates of Indianapolis Arsenal Tech High School. Ooh.
Welcome back to BroadcastSports.net's coverage of the state finals. We're in the championships at 106 pounds. It's going to be Nathan Boston from Lawrence North, Stevan Misic from Hanover Central. Boston ranked first in the state. Misic second. Boston ranked sixth in the country. Misic eighth. Definitely one of the ones that everybody came to see.
Both of these two wrestlers, the only two in the bracket with past state experience as well. So destiny that they were on opposite sides, ranked one and two, as you said, meeting in the finals.
Boston was 103-pound champion last year. Misic placed third. Both are undefeated this season. Minute 35 to go, first period. Upper body ties for both wrestlers. They go out of bounds with a minute 33 to go. First period.
Head official is Jeff the General Colburn.
Misic with a quick takedown. 2-0, he leads. Minute 20 to go, first period. Trying to suck backside arm in, has it. Might be working for a cradle. Has one hand between legs, has the leg split, now lets that go. Might be trying to crank the arm out on a bundle. Kind of very hard to believe Boston's going to go for a bundle. Minute to go, first period. 2-0, Misic leads. Misic's keeping all of his pressure forward, trying to crank that bottom arm across. He has a cross wrist, cranked all the way out on the side. A little bit out front, but having his arm caught, Boston can't really do anything to catch a leg or try to come up. 30 seconds to go, first period. Still 2-0. Now Boston gets a little bit of room. Comes up to his feet for just a second, and then Misic brings it back down.
Boston's yet to bring his head up here on bottom.
And the Hanover coaches are actually yelling about such. 10 seconds to go, first period. Still 2-0, Misic.
Did we have a stall call there?
And maybe not. 2-0. As Boston starts to hear the boos a little bit, he wasn't really working underneath that whole period.
Surprising start there. Thought it would be a conservative first period from the two, kind of respectful of each other.
Misic wins a toss, doesn't defer, elects to go down.
For those of you not able to see any of our footage earlier, Boston with a heavily taped left thumb.
Misic out in front, hasn't scored an escape yet. Looks like it's only a matter of time, and now he gets it. 3-0. Stevan Misic leads Nathan Boston with a minute 40 to go, second period. Again, these two wrestlers, Boston ranks sixth in the country, Misic eighth.
Both well-traveled wrestlers, plenty of off-season wrestling between the two.
Misic in on a single leg once again, is behind on it. Boston has a whizzer. The only reason Misic hasn't scored, he's all the way behind. Now Boston faces him a little bit.
Well, Boston now in big trouble here as Misic has both ankles.
Hanover coaches want two.
I believe
sure
he's
he has
got
it yet.
He
now he has it. Boston bails. So 5-0. Misic with the lead. Just under a minute to go, second period.
And again, Boston to almost a fetal position on bottom, head down. Not much movement from him on bottom. Probably a position he hasn't been in very often this year.
Yeah, I can't imagine very many offensive points have been scored on
no,
him.
No, or guys riding him out.
Misic trying to come around. Crank
oh,
on.
Oh, he's going to headhunt. Oh, I thought Misic would come out and headhunt there.
Misic tried to, or Boston rather, tried to sneak a leg in. Ended up getting a little high. Now gets an escape. So the first point of the match scored for Boston is an escape. 5-1 score with 22 seconds to go in the second period.
Both wrestlers sophomores. Could be seeing a lot of each other in the next couple years.
10 seconds to go, second period. Still 5-1. Both wrestlers on their feet. Boston had a rush in for a second. Let it go. And it's going to be Boston's choice to begin the third period.
I think Boston has to go down here. Yeah, he looks to his coaches. He's taken down.
So once again, 5-1, Stefan Micic leads.
Caution on Micic. Is it Micic, like S in the middle?
That's how they're announcing it over the PA anyways.
Right.
It's not how I heard it last week, it's still my state.
I was going to say I've heard it several ways, and not being from that area, I haven't heard it enough to know.
Micic with the same cross arm, locked up right above the arm and under the armpit on the near side, where he stayed pretty much the whole first period. Probably be content to stay there for the rest of his match.
Yeah, and that's a position most people would say, well, Boston's not going to go over in that position, but Micic can stay out to the side and show the official, well, I'm kind of working. He's not riding the hips. He's not hugging. He's not stalling. He's off the hips. He's waiting for the bottom man to react. So a conservative position.
A minute 10 to go, third period, as Boston comes up to his feet, gets an escape, so 5-2 now the score. Boston with an underhook on the near side, trying to control a wrist underneath, it looks like, before he tries to go with anything.
Now inside.
Tries a crossed ankle, nothing there.
Micic looks content to control some elbows here, and Colburn says, stalemate, let's start again.
52 seconds to go, third period. Stefan Micic of Hanover Central leads Nathan Boston of Lawrence North, 5-2.
40 seconds left, third period. High crotch there by Boston. He backs out to a front headlock position.
35 seconds to go. Boston still with a front headlock. Doesn't have it very tight.
Micic with a lot of elbow control here.
Boston in on a single. Keeps it all the way through the move, trying to run around it. And now finally gets it, it looks like.
So he's 5-4.
5-4, now 6-4 with 12 seconds to go.
Micic in on a single leg.
Micic clamps down on a single, 5 seconds. Just laying on it.
Micic has both ankles in hand.
And that's how the match is going to end. Stefan Micic, state champion at 106 pounds. Nathan Boston, his first loss of his career.
Again, both wrestlers, sophomores, neither career over. Both of them really just starting.
Nice is definitely the more aggressive wrestler in the first period, and that's what ended up scoring him the win.
We have an email here we'd like to read, thanking the BroadcastSports.net group. You guys did a super job. Thanks from a handicapped veteran that can't make the trip up to Indianapolis anymore. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of this special event.
And from Warsaw High School, unbeaten senior Jared Brooks.
At 112, it's Brooks from Warsaw. Phillips from Yorktown. Brooks ranked first in the state, first in the country. Phillips 47-1 now on the season, ranked third in the state. His only loss coming actually out of the state to a kid from Michigan. Brooks in on a single leg, trying to trip before he goes out of bounds.
And he gets
two takedown just before going out of bounds. Phillips doesn't look too happy about that as he's really trying to toe that line. Brooks tells official Bob Helm he's going to go to optional start. And Helm thought that he just wanted to let him up. So the minute 30 to go, first period, it's 2-0 Brooks. 2-1 now after Phillips gets an escape. Phillips really making sure he gets to that sideline before Brooks can get in on any kind of shot. Brooks in on a shot, doubles him back the other way to make sure he stays in bounds. So 4-1. Now the score with a minute 5 to go, first period.
And again, the video feed for the finals, we're getting a couple emails on this, is not with BroadcastSports.net. It's actually on the IHSA TV website. We just have an audio feed, so we do not have the contract to the video feed. That's why you just have audio from us.
Brooks lets Phillips up again, so 4-2 now the score. Brooks trying to work in. Brooks with an underhook on the far side, controlling the elbow on the near side.
Oh.
Brooks tries a little bit of a slide-by duck under. Almost gets caught in it.
Yeah.
But just locks up the elbows and gets out of bounds. 38 seconds.
Great position he keeps. He tries a far side duck under, realizes he doesn't have it, has the speed and position to change direction and get out of dodge. To a rush in here for Brooks.
30 seconds to go, first period, 4-2. Brooks leads Phillips. Brooks still trying to work his tie before he gets in on another shot of any kind.
Another single leg.
Almost takes Phillips straight to his back, but Phillips rolls through and just gives up the takedown. 10 seconds to go, first period, 6-2.
And a tale of two totally different wrestlers here. Phillips tall, long, and lanky, and Brooks short and stocky.
So 6-2 after the first period. Again, Brooks ranks first in the state, first in the country at 113 pounds, headed to Indiana Tech to continue his wrestling career next year. Phillips just a junior.
So we have three nationally ranked number one wrestlers, Brooks, Sertzis, Sliga, and then a handful of other nationally ranked kids, obviously Misich and Boston, both nationally ranked.
Brooks with another takedown after he let Phillips to his feet after Phillips began the second period down, so 8-3 now the score. Brooks looking for a tilt. Looks like he has a count.
I think he got two there.
He did get a two count. So after he picks up the near fall for the tilt, he lets Phillips back up to his feet, 10-4. Score.
Oh,
nice
wow.
Little move there.
An elbow duck there. That's a nice elbow duck.
And Brooks comes up behind Phillips to score the takedown, 12-4 now the score.
And that would be the downfall. If you're a long and lanky wrestler and you don't know how to wrestle a short, stocky guy, when you reach and bend over a lot, you become heavy and you're unaware of it a lot of times.
He was quite surprised that worked.
And when you're as fast as Brooks,
yeah,
there's just you can't stop that.
Yeah, and
you have
again,
no choice but to just go straight down
yeah,
the mat.
Yeah, and Phillips did. Phillips went from his stance to his face on the mat. That's why the crowd, you hear the oohs and ahs behind us.
And as far as the number one ranked wrestlers in this tournament in the nation, sure, Sturtis is great and everything, but he's not really the kind that's going to put on a show. Brooks will put on a show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
12-5 the score after Phillips comes back up to his feet. All of Phillips' points on
Phillips hits a slide
escapes.
By. He's behind and gets two.
Brooks with another two, so 14-5 now the score. 37 seconds to go, second period.
Brooks actually had a tight match by the score between him and Brandon James and Perry Meridian in the semifinal. Final 7-1.
Wrestled him tough.
Yeah. Brooks got a late takedown to make it 7-1, so it was a lot closer than that score showed.
James ended up taking third. He's just a freshman. His only loss on the year coming to Brooks in the semifinals.
That's a tough kid.
I don't think it'd surprise anybody if he ends up being a three-time state champ.
Oh, yeah. And his opponent in that third, fourth place match, sure, both guys were freshmen. So
right.
Those guys, I even said in my broadcast that I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying one of those guys is going to wrestle for a state title too long. And the caution for Brooks comes down a little too hard on the top.
10 seconds to go, second period, 14-5. Brooks leads Phillips. Phillips just can't get anything going. This show has been all Brooks. Brooks has a near ankle trapped. Nothing he can do with it, not enough time. So it'll be Brooks' choice. He wants neutral to begin the third period. Again, 14-5 the score.
It's a good decision for Brooks. Long, lanky Phillips. You don't want any part of that guy on top. He slaps a cradle on. Could be all she wrote.
Brooks with the near side elbow once again. You can almost see his brain in motion just trying to concoct another awesome takedown.
Yeah. What can I do here? What's he giving me?
And Brooks shoots him out of bounds. So 1:32 to go, third period. 14-5. Six takedowns and a two near fall for Brooks is the scoring in this match.
So what do you do if you're the head coach of a wrestler that's facing Brooks or Sertzis? What's your pep talk for the state championship?
just tell them that's why they wrestle the matches, I guess.
That's true. We don't wrestle them on paper, guys. Oh, and Brooks, a high fireman's a, nice.
Brooks with another takedown, so 16-5 now the score.
Brooks, like you said, putting on a clinic here and plans to ooh and ah the fans a little bit more.
Let's Phillips going to his feet again, so 16-6 now the score, a minute to go, third period.
Wrestling Commissioner Robert Falcons walking in front of us.
51 seconds as they go out of bounds, still on their feet. Phillips and Brooks. Brooks takes his familiar position on a knee.
On an elbow pass.
And before he can score it, they go out of bounds once again. 40 seconds to go, third period.
Phillips tries a pass of his own. Unsuccessful.
Brooks just slapped by Phillips there. Brooks taking his position on a knee, walking in on his hands. Matched by Phillips. 20 seconds to go, third period. They go out of bounds once again. 16-6, still the score. Shot attempt by Phillips, nothing there. Looks like Brooks is just going to wind this third period down.
See if he has some up his sleeve for the last 10. He tries a super duck. Doesn't work. But he does get a round of applause for the show that he put on.
And Brooks in on another takedown as Phillips with 3 seconds left to quit wrestling. So 18-6. 18-6, the final. Brooks doing a little dance on the mat. Making sure everybody knows he's a state champ. Shakes Phillips' hand so he can get off the mat before he celebrates any further.
Yeah.
So Jared Brooks, state champion. Gives a little cowboy gun pop before he gets off the mat.
Leaps into his coach's arms.
And
now, ladies and gentlemen, let's turn our
attention to the awards. Then jumps on Troy Delaney's. I'm sure he's been to many camps and tournaments with him. Also gives Trent McCormick a hug as he goes off the mat. It's coming up at 120. Actually, we'll take a quick break before we dive into that. BroadcastSport.net State Championships.
Tronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB, now in black, white, and purple, the perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
4way.net offers wireless broadband internet service with nearly 50 towers throughout St. Joseph, Southern Elkhart, Marshall, Kosciuszko, and Fulton counties. Now you too can surf the web like your friends for as little as $49 per month. Contact 4way.net at 574-277-7720. Walters Auto Sales in Elkhart is a family-owned and operated dealership that has been in business since 1975. Call Walter's sales office at 970-1360 or the service department at 293-1707 or visit their website at walters1975.com. U.S. Olympian Ken Cherto's gold medal training camp is returning to Indiana this summer. Camp will be conducted at Indiana Tech University in Fort Wayne, June 14 through 17. Additional camp locations include Chicago, Wilmington, Ohio, and other locations across the Midwest. Wrestlers of all ages and skill levels are welcome to attend. Significant group discounts are available. Coach Chertow and a world-class staff will help you reach your highest goals on and off the mat. Visit KenChertow.com for details on the gold medal training camp in Indiana and throughout the Midwest, as well as team and multi-week camp options this summer. The Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the Wrestling State Tournament. The IHSWCA will hold its first annual Class Team State Finals event next season on December 22, 2012. There will be 3 classes with 8 teams per class invited to Indianapolis for this event. Visit the IHSWCA website for more details. The Perry Meridian Wrestling Club, led by head coach Jim Tante, works to turn all current and future Falcon wrestlers into the great people and fine wrestlers that will honor the Perry Meridian tradition. Check them out at www.perrywrestling.com.
Welcome back to the state championships on BroadcastSport.net. 120 pounds, Paul Petroff, Hanover Central, and Brandon Campbell from Newcastle. Both seniors. Campbell comes in 52-2. Petroff, 46-0. All Petroff did in the semifinals was beat Mason Todd, number one in the state, number eight in the country. Pinned him.
Yeah. And by no fluke was that a – that wasn't a
catch. No, had him on his back twice.
Yeah, came off his back to his feet, took him back to his back, and then pinned him. So by no means was that a catch or a fluke.
Both wrestlers have placed second earlier in their career, so familiar with being under the lights. Minute 35 to go first period, still 0-0. Finally getting to a tie. Campbell comes in on a single leg shot, backs out of it. Petroff comes through on a shot of his own and has to back out of that as well. Front headlock for Campbell.
Some very physical exchanges here in the ties so far.
Petroff brings Campbell to the mat, controlling an underhook. Now lets go of his underhook, comes back up to his feet. Campbell still on the mat, gets his underhook back, does Petroff. 50 seconds to go, first period. Petroff may be looking for that backside ankle. Instead tries a shot underneath, and Campbell loses his headgear in the process. 45 seconds to go, first period. Petroff and Campbell tied at zero.
Lead official in this match, Keith Mugmaw, M-U-G-H, M-A-W, assistant Russell, assistant official, Jimmy Russell.
35 seconds to go, first period, still 0-0. More ties being brought down to the mat, but nothing much as far as any attempt to score for either guy just yet. Now Campbell with underhooks on the mat, brings Petroff to the mat. Petroff just controlling elbows.
About 15 seconds left here in the first period.
Petroff gives the legs a few slaps, but nothing much as far as a shot. Campbell catches him coming in. And that'll end the first period, so 0-0 after one. Campbell wins the flip. He's going to go down. Try to score first. Petroff covers.
Oh,
Campbell
wow.
With a quick reversal.
Quick reversal.
Scores two and then an escape right back for Petroff. So 2-1, Campbell leads.
And really, that I mean, the way that math works out, it's just like giving up an escape there. So.
Man, that switch was so quick.
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like you got a false start on
it. Yeah. That was a great timing of the whistle. Oh, and Petroff. Oh.
Petroff trying to work for a takedown.
But he gets a leg in. He's going to have two there. He's got the leg in.
Has a leg in. Might be working for a near fall if he can get Campbell turn, and they're going to rule potentially dangerous before anything more can come of this hold. So Petroff up 3-2. Campbell still had the leg, but Petroff just bounced over, got a leg in of his own, had the leg hooked with his other foot, got his boots locked. So 3-2 the score, minute 26 to go, second period. Petroff leads. That time Petroff might have started a little quick. Petroff, nice return there.
Good
brings
power.
Campbell back down to the mat.
Yep. On that takedown exchange, it looked like Campbell just kind of got caught on his hip, and Petroff powers in with an overhook. Oh, we're in a switch position here. Funky scramble. Funky scramble.
They roll through twice, both crossing their back twice.
Oh!
Petroff throws Campbell to his back.
There's no one.
Just out of bounds. No loss of control.
Wow, what a great exchange. Fans applaud the effort here.
This match leading up to everything it's been billed.
Oh, Rex, I think you're fighting a losing battle here, Rex. I think Rex wants one, but if you give one, you got to give two there. Anyhow, he quickly gives it up. He's going to try for that one, but he knows that if you get one, you got to get that two back. Because Petroff did finish on top, even though his shoulders were out of bounds.
Yeah, he didn't lose control. Minute two to go, second period. Campbell ranked third in the state, 15th in the country. Petroff second in the state.
So another
Petrov gets caught but comes back out on top. Seatbelt right for Campbell. And Campbell gets a reversal, so 4-3. Now Campbell leads. Petrov up to his feet. Campbell's got a return, or he's going to hit for stalling. Set drops to a single.
And a reswitch attempt by Petrov.
He hits it. Comes through on it.
Not yet.
Has to get behind.
Not yet.
Trying for a stack, it looks like. What power from both guys. Speed and power.
He's not going to get it here. But Campbell's got to work up.
Campbell's locked up around the foot. Petrov now gets his reversal. Petrov might reverse him back.
Petrov has a Peterson here.
And Petrov has...
Somebody's getting air fall. I don't know who it is, but it looks like Campbell's getting the near
Petrov
fall.
Petrov was on his back for just a second.
Campbell still has a cradle locked up. The shoulders could be in bounds here.
Just on the line. Coming out of bounds 5 seconds ago, second period. It looks like the official has... He signals three near fall as they go out of bounds. 9-5 now the score between Campbell and Petrov. And the Hanover coaches are Petrov's dad and brother. They're over at the scores table immediately trying to figure out what exactly the score should be after that exchange. I think three near fall is pretty generous.
Well, I think they want to double check the score here. I think they thought they might have been getting near fall and the first count. I think they thought they were getting near fall there, so they want to double check the score and the counts. Needless to say, a lot of action there in about a 20-second period. I think we had a total of 7 points scored.
And the Petrovs happy with the scoreboard, or at least content enough to go back to their seats. 2.4 seconds to go, second period. Campbell leads Petrov 9-5. A roll attempt for Petrov, and he gets an escape with 2 seconds to go in the period.
Wow.
Nice roll there. These two are definitely putting on a show.
Petrov goes hips up, looks for a Peterson, and just Granby's out of it to get an escape with less than 2 seconds.
9-6 the scores. Petrov will go down to begin the third period.
So let's set the stage for you here. 9-6, Campbell's on top with the lead. If Petrov gets an escape, a takedown would tie.
Petrov right up to his feet. Campbell drops to a single and returns him. Petrov right back up.
Leg in for Campbell, but back foot still on the ground, so not potentially dangerous.
Still could be stalling on Campbell if he doesn't return.
Oh!
Petrov brings him straight to his back.
But no near
just
fall.
Just drops on him. Nice cross face there as he just basically rips his nose off. Has the far arm.
Yeah, he needs to try and go double under and turn him here.
9-8. He's going to try to bundle him up. Instead, he's probably going to let him to his feet and try to work for a takedown. So minute 20 to go, third period. 10-8, Campbell leads.
Oh!
And Petrov in on a slide behind. Slides out of bounds. And the Newcastle coach is just screaming at Campbell to get back to the center.
I think Campbell took a headbutt there. It was inadvertent.
I think he's trying to check if there's any blood on his head. And a stall warning issued to Campbell's. He didn't get set in time.
Oh, well, both guys there with hands down. Those should be caution false starts on both of them.
Oh, wow. Petrov in on a slide by. Nice duck under there for Petrov.
And Petrov has a decision to make now. He's tied up, 10 apiece, 1 minute left. Do you cut him? Do you ride him? What do you do here?
He acted like he was going to cut him for a second. Set switches off to a cradle. Has Campbell's knee wrenched over. So 10-10 with 58 seconds to go, third period. Petrov wants to go neutral, trying to get a takedown to win state.
That's a great call. You've got a minute here. He's already been warned for stalling there. That's a great call. You got to put the pressure on him. And Petrov's been almost undefeated on his feet here.
11-10, Campbell leads after Petrov let him up. Gets in on a single leg. Does Petrov?
I think Campbell's on the injury time. Campbell was trying to signal
Petrov
for injury time.
Petrov comes out the back door. He's trying to stack Campbell. Has him on his back. Had him stacked for a second, but not enough for a three count.
Watch for a potentially dangerous here. He's going to get two near fall out of that, though.
He does get two takedown and two near fall. So Paul Petrov leads 14-11. Campbell wants injury time, and he's going to get it.
See, Campbell was trying to signal injury time when Petrov went in on a shot, and he had to drop his hand to defend the shot.
Petrov definitely the harder worker here in the third period.
Oh,
you hate
goodness.
To say that in case Campbell is hurt. 14-11, now his injury time is rolling off for Campbell.
Wow, Petrov has just set an unbelievable pace these last 3 minutes.
Petrov doing everything right. Getting a text from a friend saying, was that the walls of Jericho?
It was pretty close. If they hadn't stopped it, it would have been the walls of Jericho. I'm sad to say I know what that is. Sad to say. Was that the walls of Jericho?
Ken Soffman, an Indianapolis broadcaster, in on the text. Doesn't get much funnier than that. 33 seconds left on injury time for Campbell. Looks like he's going to drain most, if not all of it.
Well, third period here, inside of a minute. He might as well use a bunch of it up.
Petrov leads 14-11. Petrov having an unbelievable tournament. Tech fall his opponent Friday night. Won by fall against Enrique Early. Won by fall against Mason Todd. And has been in a position to at least work for a fall several times here against Campbell. So 38 seconds to go. Campbell on bottom, Petrov on top, 14-11 as the wrestlers get set. Campbell starts with his head down, not even looking at the official, usually not indicative of a good start.
Mitch has arm control here, cross wrist ride, has Campbell flat, and is not done. He's looking for more.
Petrov still working on top, has a crossed wrist, has the arm trapped against the stomach, of effectively using Campbell's own arm for a tight waist. Now Petrov looking for a bulldog. Now he switches off to an arm bar. 5 seconds to go. Petrov looks at the clock, just wants to stay right there. The Petrov coaches hug it out, and Paul Petrov, state champion. Boy, did he ever earn it today at 120 pounds.
He sure did. Had to go through Todd and Campbell.
And we'll take a quick break, bring it right back here, 126. And what's already been an exciting finals through the first three matches, BroadcastSport.net state championships.
Fun Services Indiana is Indiana's leading provider of exciting family fun days and company picnics. We welcome you to become part of the world of Fun Services. Call today, 1-800-999-9292. The Indiana State Wrestling Association is Indiana's premier wrestling organization with a membership of over 8,500 wrestlers. ISWA member clubs host over 50 open tournaments each year. The ISWA, an affiliate of USA Wrestling, the national governing body for wrestling, offers a state finals in all three wrestling styles, as well as Team Indiana trips to USA Wrestling major events. For more information, visit their website at www.iswa.com. If watching high school wrestling doesn't get your motor running, you certainly need help from the professionals at Precision Electric at 1508 West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Check out their website at www.precision-elec.com or call Kerry at 256-1000.
Dr. Jeffrey Hybert is cheering for his alma mater, the Penn Kingsman Wrestlers. As the local wrestlers excel on the mat, Dr. Hybert excels in the field of dentistry from his New Carlisle office located at 132 Michigan Street. Call 654-8811 to schedule an appointment.
The Penn Wrestling Club's mission at www.pennwrestling.org is achieving results. They strive to build successful student athletes who will achieve results through hard work, discipline, respect, and character on and off the mat. The Bad Boys of Bago at the Jimtown Wrestling Club want to let you know that wrestling is a sport like no other. A solo fight in your team's honor. Their website is www.jimtownwrestling.org.
The IHSWCA is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the state wrestling tournament. The IHSWCA will again fill the Scholastic Duels and Indiana-Illinois All-Star teams with wrestlers who place in their respective weight classes at the state tournament. Membership application and other information about IHSWCA can be found at www.ihswca.com.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net and our coverage of the state championships. We're up to 126. Cody LeCount ranked fourth in the state, undefeated sophomore from Perry Meridian against Kyle Ayersman, two-time state champion, placed third once his freshman year, ranked first in the state, 15th in the country. As they just get underway under the lights here at 126. I believe they said in introductions that LeCount is an 18-time ISWA state champion. Unbelievable.
Yes. one of those kids that's well-traveled and been wrestling since he was able to wear shoes.
And jump out of the stroller and start wrestling.
Now, an interesting dynamic between these two. LeCount has scored a handful of points in every match. Ayersman, on the other hand, has had some closer matches and has a lot more conservative style.
Yeah, he's not the kind that's going to take you down and let you up a million times. Once he gets a takedown, he'll sit on it for the entirety of the period.
Looking ahead in the
hole.
Has
an ankle. Front headlock. Trying to lower his level a little bit. But looks like LeCount's pretty deep on that arm. Mm-hmm. Not letting Ayersman get his body down on the far side. In this match, you'd almost think if LeCount was going against anybody but Ayersman, he'd be the odds-on favorite. I would say as a resume, I think despite whatever happens here, he's going to be at least a two-time state champ.
Uh-huh. I would agree there, too. Ayersman with way more under-the-lights experience, two-time state champ.
First period.
On a head inside single.
Claims it up off the mat.
Near the
trying
line
to back
here.
Trip. LeCount doing everything he can to get out of bounds. Back double attempt for Ayersman. Still not out of bounds. Ayersman had a knee out, and LeCount's entire body's out. And they'll end the period right there.
Wow.
So nothing scored.
Ayersman let one slip there in the faces of his coaches. Hopefully the broadcast didn't catch that. He knows he missed an opportunity there.
0-0. LeCount wins the flip. He's going to choose down, try to score first. Not much movement by either wrestler right off the whistle.
Ayersman near ankle laced, spiral ride, very safe strategy on top. LeCount looks to post the inside hand, knee slide out of that position. About the only thing he can do, really.
With Ayersman's style, you almost think he'd just be happy riding this entire period.
Oh, yeah.
Winning in the third.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the experience he has under the lights, the spotlight doesn't bother him at all. State's number one official, Jimmy Russell, on the call for this match.
Minute 27 to go, second period. LeCount up to his feet. Dropping down to a single is Ayersman. Trying to back double. Claims up the ankle.
Ayersman needs to drag him further in bounds here. Well,
back trip. Still trying to bring him back in is Ayersman.
He might LeCount be content to wrestle the line here.
LeCount rips him across and out of bounds. Ayersman falling to his back. Gets the crowd buzzing a little bit. Minute 4 to go, second period. Still 0-0.
Ayersman again. Well, wow. Ayersman got hit for a quick stall call there. Or no, wait. Hang on. Russell showed green. He hit green for stalling.
Even though.
Oh, man, he's going to change it to red. He's going to change it.
I'd say it couldn't have been on LeCount as he's been coming to his feet since the whistle blew the last. So stalling on Ayersman, the only call made so far this match, still 0-0.
Ayersman quick on a near-arm breakdown.
Trying to dig out a wrist, has it.
Ayersman has to keep that stall call in the back of his mind for the rest of this match.
Maybe looking for a cradle on the backside. Has the hip split, but not really doing anything with it. Now has the ankle hooked. Comes across the face. Looking for a wrist, an elbow, anything he can lock onto. Try to drive LeCount over. 10 seconds to go, second period. Still 0-0.
Ayersman checks the clock real quick there.
And they go out of bounds with 6 seconds to go. The clock reads to be specific.
Spiral on top from Ayersman again. LeCount tries an elbow roll here.
Trying to get around, but can't get there.
Ayer's been flat on his belly, both hands around the hips. No points.
So Ayersman's going to choose down to begin the third period. Still 0-0. Ayersman going flat right off the whistle. The count coming in on a half. There's at least some pressure on the hips. That's going to bring Ayersman up to his feet. Coach Tante telling LeCount to cut him, and does. So Ayersman scores first, 1-0 with 1:40 to go third period. Minute 30 to go third period, still 1-0. Ayersman hanging on the head, trying to stuff it underneath, maybe look for a cross ankle.
Oh, a dump attempt from LeCount. Stuffed.
Had the elbow pretty tight, but still couldn't get it tight enough to get Ayersman's body going the opposite way.
Now, Ayersman can't shut it down like we talked about. With that stall warning, we still have 1:13 left. Plenty of time to get a call if LeCount wants to turn up the heat a little bit here.
Ayersman in on a shot. Knows he's been warned for stalling.
Oh, he's
in
deep.
On a single.
He's
he has
deep.
It. Has the ankle hooked.
He's deep. LeCount's fighting the free
cross hand. Cross-body wrist lock for LeCount. Ayersman trying to dump it back.
He needs to attack the waist with his left hand here. Not the ankle, the waist.
LeCount still trying to keep that locked.
Oh, he's got the other ankle
Ayersman
now.
Looks close to a takedown. Still nothing given.
That's a good no-call by Jimmy Russell.
LeCount still trying to get out of bounds, and they do finally go out of bounds with 36 seconds to go. Still 1-0 Ayersman. Coach Tante telling his wrestler LeCount to pick up the pace a little bit. Still 1-0. Ayersman leading in on a front headlock. Brings LeCount down to the mat. 20 seconds.
Thinks about a reach out there.
And a trip attack by LeCount. They go out of bounds before he can score it.
Oh, wow. That might have been a quick whistle there. But Jimmy might have saw a toe out and then toe back in.
He might have saw a knee hit, too.
Yeah. Ayersman has been warned for stalling here. He needs to be aggressive.
And LeCount's really charging into him, and Ayersman not really doing much of anything. 5 seconds to go. He's locked around the waist. LeCount trying to toss him.
And no points,
that'll
no
be
call.
How it ends. 1-0, Kyle Ayersman, 3-time state champion. This year it's at 126. Cody LeCount gets second. Probably the last time he'll get second in his career.
Uh-huh.
We'll take a quick break, bring it right back here. 132 pounds, state championship, broadcastsport.net.
Capletronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
4way.net offers wireless broadband internet service with nearly 50 towers throughout St. Joseph, Southern Elkhart, Marshall, Kosciuszko, and Fulton counties. Now you too can surf the web like your friends for as little as $49 per month. Contact 4way.net at 574-277-7720. Walters Auto Sales in Elkhart is a family-owned and operated dealership that has been in business since 1975. Call Walters Sales Office at 970-1360 or the service department at 293-1707 or visit their website at walters1975.com.
U.S. Olympian Ken Certo's gold medal training camp is returning to Indiana this summer. Camp will be conducted at Indiana Tech University in Fort Wayne, June 14 through 17. Additional camp locations include Chicago, Wilmington, Ohio, and other locations across the Midwest. Wrestlers of all ages and skill levels are welcome to attend. Significant group discounts are available. Coach Certow and a world-class staff will help you reach your highest goals on and off the mat. Visit KenCertow.com for details on the gold medal training camp in Indiana and throughout the Midwest, as well as team and multi-week camp options this summer.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state championships. Coming up at 132, defending state champion Jared McKinley, ranked first in the state, 11th in the country, taking on Todd Batt, 45-2 on the season, and South Adams' first state championship appearance.
And quite a surprise that a very big name is missing from this match, Eric. The big name, of course, for those of you that follow high school wrestling, is undefeated state champion, undefeated in rank number one, defending state champion from last year, Neil Malloy from Danville, was beaten by Luke Blanton 7-6 in the quarterfinals.
Malloy ranked 20th in the country, ended up wrestling back to fifth place.
Malloy actually controlled most of that match and then seemed to just forget to show up for the third period. You had that call, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Blanton was just opportunistic to a T. 1:30 to go, first period, still 0-0 here between Batt and McKinley. Batt ranked 9th in the state. He actually beat Blanton 3-2 in the semifinals after Blanton did his dirty work by beating Malloy.
And again, a tale of two different wrestlers here. McKinley, short and stocky. Batt, very tall, long and lanky. I've always thought that the mask is a disadvantage, but McKinley wears it as a advantage. Nice wrist pass.
And McKinley scores the first takedown, 2-0. Batt tries to roll out. McKinley stays with him. Minute to go, first period. Batt up to his feet. McKinley can't return him, so it looks like he was going to cut him for a second, then comes into his chest and goes out of bounds. 53 seconds to go, first period. Again, 53 seconds to go, first period. McKinley leads Batt 2-0. McKinley in on an ankle, just claims it, was just kicking away at that far side ankle, trying to trip.
Oh, he's got a body lock here.
Trying to keep it in bounds. Batt doing everything he can to get out of bounds, and they rule him out of bounds. I think Batt might have had one toe out, and they called him out.
He had a shoelace out of bounds. Fans are not happy with that call. They wanted to see some feet-to-back action. Somebody was going down there.
Really weak switch attempt there by Batt, still reaching for that far side or near side leg. Kinley's in control. He might get hit for stalling if he's not careful. 20 seconds to go, first period. Still 2-0. McKinley leads Batt.
I think we have a few South Adams fans behind us.
Yeah.
Pleading with the official to give him some help on bottom.
McKinley switches to a chicken wing. Batt trying to throw it out.
2 seconds.
And that's going to end the first period. 2-0. McKinley leads Batt.
I think it's just going to be a matter of time here.
McKinley wins the toss and doesn't defer, chooses down.
I think McKinley's going to find some fireworks for the fans here. His last finals match, he's happy he doesn't have to go against Malloy. Would have liked to have seen that match, though.
Oh,
they wrestled
definitely
at team regionals last week, and Malloy won on a 2-1 match on an illegal head scissor, apparently, is for the word we got from Indiana Discussion Board. I wasn't there to see the match, so.
Right. And an escape for McKinley as he finally gets away, and they go out of bounds. 1:46 to go, second period. 3-0, McKinley leads. McKinley tries it, or Batt, rather, tries a headlock. McKinley has no part of it, just drops to the legs and picks up a takedown. 5-0 now the score.
It was an interesting setup to that. Batt took like a penetration step, came up, grabbed the head.
Backed out, and then, yeah.
Never seen that before, but it never works. Maybe it worked for him earlier. So McKinley extends his lead 5-0.
1:10 to go, second period. Still 5-0, McKinley. Riding Batt flat to the mat. And looks like
McKinley,
they were going out of bounds. And now they do go out of bounds as McKinley was turning Batt to his back. Perry Meridian coach is not happy with that.
Wow. I mean, I that call can go either way because the feet went out of bounds. Near fall hadn't been met yet. So if you have met near fall, then your feet can do whatever they want.
Bat straight up to his feet. 1 minute to go, second period. 5-1 as Bat gets away finally. And they go out of bounds with 50 seconds to go, second period. McKinley reaches in, grabs ahead.
Duck under attempt from Bat. Double McKinley leg
in on the leg.
Wow, that's just a powerful
double. And picks
double.
Up a takedown going out of bounds, drags his toes.
That's just a
was
powerful
fully
double.
Extended to get the takedown. 7-1 now the score. Come on. 38 seconds to go, second period. McKinley still in on the legs. Bad every time off the whistle trying to go to a switch, and every time McKinley just drops to the leg. 25 seconds to go, second period. McKinley looks like he's trying to sneak a half in on the near side. 7-1 still the score. Bat up to his base, now comes to his feet for a second. Might have tried an east side stand up there, but was stopped by McKinley. And the second period will end 7-1. After it was 2-0 in the first, McKinley just taking control.
Bat takes neutral. Bat has to be thinking home run here. He's going to need something with some bonus points attached to it.
Minute 45 to go, third period. Front headlock for McKinley. Brings Bat to the mat. Has it locked up. Now just tries to run around the side. He's going to get at least a takedown here.
Oh,
it
yeah.
does. Throws legs in. Bat just rolls out of bounds. Minute 30 to go, third period.
That's some patented Jared McKinley technique there. Has an overhook, forces it down, and just reaches across the body like, you're not going to throw me. But like they talked about in the intros, he's a brown belt in judo, so he knows a lot about those kind of positions. Near arm breakdown for McKinley on the right side.
It's like he's trying to trap the wrist underneath and go to work from there. Nine to one still the score. Minute 10 to go, third period. And McKinley lets Bat up to his feet, so 9-2 now the score. Bat shoots McKinley out of bounds, but McKinley circles in before they go out of bounds. He's trying to sit on a headlock. Now they're ruled out. 9-2, still the score. 57 seconds to go, third period. McKinley with a rush and tie.
McKinley still moving forward here, not content. I like that.
Yeah, the fans behind us can't really yell stall anymore.
Yeah.
McKinley's almost more active than Bat at this point.
I wasn't going to comment on that, but I've noticed that South Adams.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Good wrist pass there.
Just under 30 seconds to go, third period. Still 9-2. McKinley in control. Front headlock brings it to the mat. Bad trying to reach for a single leg. McKinley still hanging on the head, trying to block the far side knee so Bat can't get around.
10 seconds left in the third.
And most of this crowd is going to give Jared McKinley a hand. And a stall warning issued to McKinley with 2 seconds to go. And McKinley, a two-time state champion for Perry Meridian. Todd Bat, state runner-up. 9-2, the final. We'll take a quick break, bring it right back here. 138 pounds. BroadcastSport.net.
The Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the Wrestling State Tournament. The IHSWCA will hold its first annual Class Team State Finals event next season on December 22nd, 2012. There will be three classes with eight teams per class invited to Indianapolis for this event. Visit the IHSWCA website for more details.
The Perry Meridian Wrestling Club, led by head coach Jim Tante, works to turn all current and future Falcon wrestlers into the great people and fine wrestlers that will honor the Perry Meridian tradition. Check them out at www.perrywrestling.com. Fun Services Indiana is Indiana's leading provider of exciting family fun days and company picnics. We welcome you to become part of the world of Fun Services. Call today, 1-800-999-9292. The Indiana State Wrestling Association is Indiana's premier wrestling organization with a membership of over 8,500 wrestlers. ISWA member clubs host over 50 open tournaments each year. The ISWA, an affiliate of USA Wrestling, the national governing body for wrestling, offers a state finals in all three wrestling styles, as well as Team Indiana trips to USA Wrestling major events. For more information, visit their website at www.iswa.com. If watching high school wrestling doesn't get your motor running, you certainly need help from the professionals at Precision Electric at 1508 West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Check out their website at www.precision-elec.com or call Carrie at 256-1000.
Dr. Jeffrey Hybert is cheering for his alma mater, the Penn Kingsman Wrestlers. As the local wrestlers excel on the mat, Dr. Hybert excels in the field of dentistry from his New Carlisle office located at 132 Michigan Street. Call 654-8811 to schedule an appointment.
The Penn Wrestling Club's mission at www.pennwrestling.org is achieving results. They strive to build successful student athletes who will achieve results through hard work, discipline, respect, and character on and off the mat. The Bad Boys of Bago at the Jimtown Wrestling Club want to let you know that wrestling is a sport like no other. A solo fight in your team's honor. Their website is www.jimtownwrestling.org.
The IHSWCA is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the state wrestling tournament. The IHSWCA will again fill the Scholastic Duels and Indiana-Illinois All-Star teams with wrestlers who place in their respective weight classes at the state tournament. Membership application and other information about IHSWCA can be found at www.ihswca.com.
Papal Trump.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state championships. We're at 138. Devin Jackson from Yorktown, undefeated on the season, ranked first in the state, eighth in the country at his weight. Against Josh Farrell, ranked sixth in the state, comes in at 39-3. These two have wrestled once this year, Jackson winning by fall.
Farrell, a two-time place winner, placing seventh at 119 last year and sixth at 103 in 2010. Jackson, a two-time runner-up, so two trips under the light. This makes his third. Jackson on a low single and gets himself a takedown. Farrell right up to his feet right away.
2-1 now the score, 30 seconds away in the first period. Jackson trying to go low ankle again. Farrell gets out of that. Farrell went on a shot. Trying to finish an opposite side high crotch. I think if he switched to a double there, he might have had it.
I think so, too. So many kids Jackson in a high crotch situation try to crack it down way too often. It's like, you guys got to man up and double it off.
Jackson spins behind, picks up another takedown. 50 seconds to go, first period. Jackson leads 4-1. Looks like Jackson's going to be a little bit more harder on a ride this after this takedown than he was the last one. 30 seconds to go, first period. They go out of bounds. The Greenfield coaches, Josh Holdren, wanting his wrestler to come to his feet immediately.
I like the vest. I don't know about the hat.
The bow ties is killing me.
Oh, there's a bow tie on the other side of that?
Oh, there's a bow tie, yeah.
Oh, boy. Bruce Bowen style. We have a coach at the Evansville Semi-State who remained nameless, who always wears like a Dr. Doolittle hat. That's the best way I can explain it.
Oh, my gosh.
And he got some love for it on the discussion board, but I just shake my head at it. Like, if you know that you're only there for show, you're there for the wrong reason.
Right. Jackson trying to drive over his signature move, a chicken wing, to kicking his legs over and sitting through
in
a baseball
slide. He's about there.
He's
going to
get a nice near fall.
Oh,
no.
Comes all the way over.
Farrell comes out of it. Jackson tries to switch to a reverse half rather than get the half all the way, and he's just going to stay there and get his points.
That's good.
And at the end of the first period, 7-1, Devin Jackson from Yorktown leads.
Jackson, if you're not familiar, it looks like he might be able to make the Yorktown basketball team. They needed help. He's a long kid.
Farrell comes in on a shot attempt. Tries to come back up, but Jackson just spins around him too quick for Farrell's own good. So 9-1 now the score.
Jackson just racking him up here.
Got to have a lot of confidence coming in this match for Jackson, knowing that going against a wrestler under the lights that you've already pinned once this year. And they go out of bounds with a minute 22 to go. Jackson in control, 9-2. They'll start neutral. Farrell fakes in for a second. A lot of shot fakes, but no real shots for Farrell after that high crotch that he got taken down on. Now tries to come in a high crotch. Jackson just takes his legs back. Wasn't even really a sprawl, more of a jump. 55 seconds to go, second period. And stalemate with 49 seconds to go in the period. 9-2, still Jackson leading.
Second period. Super duck attempt by Jackson. In on a high C, looks for a dump. Good chain wrestling here from both wrestlers.
Farrell just a junior, so he'll have another shot at this next year. Down 7 points right now. If he can't come back, he'll have a shot next year. And another high crotch attempt, but on the out-of-bounds line for Farrell. So 16 seconds to go. Troy Delaney yelling at Jackson to get back to the center.
Second period.
Neither wrestler really going to do much, looks like. Finish this period out. And that's how it's going to end. 9-2 after two.
Farrell takes neutral. I think he's had enough of Jackson on top of him for one match. Like you said, a lot of shot fakes from Farrell, but eventually, you got to shoot one time to make those fakes work.
Jackson in on a single, switches to a back double. Farrell trying to kick out of bounds.
We'll get a technical violation fleeing the mat call from Farrell. What you have there is you have to at least show the official you're willing to come back in and work, and Farrell surely wasn't.
No, he was trying to mule kick his way out. The only problem with that is he hadn't been taken down, so mule kick. Certainly going to get you a technical violation in that situation. 10-2 now the score.
Good reach out here by Farrell.
And they come back to their feet after Jackson sprawls. He just fights off the shot attempt, so still 10-2. A minute 20 to go, third period. Farrell in on a single leg this time. Trying to submarine underneath, it looks like.
Jackson with a whizzer, stuffed the head, also attacking the far ankle.
Looks like he just wants a stalemate. And he gets it.
We break the minute mark here in the third period.
59 seconds to go, third period, still 10-2. Devin Jackson of Yorktown leads. Jackson on a shot, nothing there. 45 seconds to go. Farrell in on a double leg, but they go out of bounds before he can do anything with it. 41 seconds to go as they'll come back to center. Still 10-2, Jackson. Third period. Neither wrestler getting much offense going here in the third.
Jackson forces Farrell out of bounds. ...18 seconds to go, third period. Jackson trying to go around once again. Farrell catches his elbow, and they'll come back up to their feet. Jackson in on a double leg. Brings it to the mat, so he'll pick up another takedown. 5 seconds to go as Jackson leads 12-2. And after two runner-up finishes, Devin Jackson's going to win state at 138 pounds this year. We'll take a break, bring it right back here for a big one at 145, BroadcastSport.net.
Electronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB, now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
4way.net offers wireless broadband internet service with nearly 50 towers throughout St. Joseph, Southern Elkhart, Marshall, Kosciuszko, and Fulton counties. Now you too can surf the web like your friends for as little as $49 per month. Contact 4way.net at 574-277-7720. Walters Auto Sales in Elkhart is a family-owned and operated dealership that has been in business since 1975. Call Walters Sales Office at 970-1360 or the service department at 293-1707 or visit their website at walters1975.com.
U.S. Olympian Ken Cherto's gold medal training camp is returning to Indiana this summer. Camp will be conducted at Indiana Tech University in Fort Wayne, June 14 through 17. Additional camp locations include Chicago, Wilmington, Ohio, and other locations across the Midwest. Wrestlers of all ages and skill levels are welcome to attend. Significant group discounts are available. Coach Chertow and a world-class staff will help you reach your highest goals on and off the mat. Visit KenChertow.com for details on the gold medal training camp in Indiana and throughout the Midwest, as well as team and multi-week camp options this summer.
The Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the Wrestling State Tournament. The IHSWCA will hold its first annual Class Team State Finals event next season on December 22, 2012. There will be 3 classes with 8 teams per class invited to Indianapolis for this event. Visit the IHSWCA website for more details.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state championships. 145. Vinny Casaro from Cathedral, ranked 5th in the state, taking on Jason Sturtzis. He's ranked 1st anywhere you look. Minute 30, still 0-0 after 30 seconds here in the first period. Not much aggression out of Sturtzis just yet. Now tries a low-level single. High crotch, it looked like he was taking to a single anyways. Comes back out of it. A minute 10 to go, first period, still 0-0. Sturtzis there on a high crotch. Has to drag Rosero back in bounds to try to score it. Still hasn't scored it yet. Now claims up a single. Back trip, and Sturtzis is going to get a takedown here. So 2-0, Sturtzis leads Casaro.
You notice all the flash bulbs now that Sturtzis
is
on the mat?
Exactly.
There's a ton of people taking pictures here.
Forty seconds to go. First period. Still 2-0. Both wrestlers senior. Sturtzis will be continuing his education in wrestling at Northwestern.
Sturtzis, that need to be said, but obviously a very bright kid to be going to Northwestern.
Yeah, I hear that's a pretty good school.
Now, they have a very, very low enrollment, though, don't they? Was it like 4,000, 5,000?
Yeah, they don't let a lot of kids in just for the sake of doing it.
Right.
Like some unmentionable Indiana schools do. Still 2-0, Sturtzis Trying to work a turn. Has a leg turked. Cassaro not giving anything up. 5 seconds to go, first period. And that's how the first period is going to end. Sturgis leads 2-0. Cassaro wins the flip. He'll defer. Sturgis wants down.
Some encouragement from the fan, like Jason Sturgis needs a reminder to get up. On the whistle, Jason.
Sturgis comes up to his feet, gets an escape, so 3-0. Right off the whistle here in the second period. A lot of defense from Cassaro so far. Working pretty well for him.
I think he has the right official here. I think this is Pablo. Yeah, Pablo Maldonado, not one to bring out the stall call too early. Now, if he had the General Colburn here, he may have already been hit once. Cassaro circles right to that. Well, I say that. There it comes.
And Sturgis sent on a nice duck. Is going to score the takedown before going out of bounds. And he's going to let Cassaro up. 5-1 now the score. Remember, Cassaro has been hit for stalling once.
I think we're getting ready to see Sturgis tear it up.
I think you want to do enough to get the win secured, which I don't see him giving up 2 takedowns, so probably has about that. Scores another takedown. And lets Cassaro up. And it looks like Sturgis is going into putting on a show mode. 57 seconds to go, second period.
We talked about how fast Brooks moves. I would argue that Sturgis is just as fast, if not
faster. Oh, Sturgis is probably faster.
Yeah.
I go so far as to say Sturgis might actually be faster than his brother.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that.
And Alex Sturgis, I mean, if you blink, you missed it when he wrestled.
Yeah. By no means are we putting Alex down. It's just Jason that much better.
Hey, Gary, how's the basketball game going? As far as being the best in the history of the state, it's probably 1A, 1B between those two.
Oh, yeah. Be some interesting Thanksgivings there for that last bit of turkey.
Another high crotch for Sturgis. Look, he was looking fireman's and just let go of the arm and settle for the takedown.
Yeah. You wonder if there were a few phone calls from Iowa before there were a few phone calls from Northwestern.
Oh, I'm sure there were phone calls from every single school in the country.
I would think so, too. I remember seeing Alex here last year. He was actually in the stands. I thought he'd be on the floor, but he's in the stands coaching.
As he was at semi-state last week, sure he's here today.
Yeah. So, into the second period, starts this comfortable 13-4 lead.
Cassaro elects to go start neutral. Starts just trying to look in again. Gives a couple knee taps. This fakes. Might be setting up something else. Still tries to get in. Cassaro trying to stuff the head underneath. Has a front quarter in on Sturgis. And they go out of bounds. 1:26 to go. Third period. 13-4. Sturgis leads. Another stalling call on Cassaro. So 14-4 now. Sturgis with another dog.
Nice.
Wow. 16-5. One minute to go, third period. Sturgis leads.
Another one. Another
stays duck
on a single,
switches to a double. And there's a takedown, 18-5. Now the score, he's going to let Cassaro up again. 18-6 with 45 seconds to go in the third period.
Wow, that was just one arm.
Picks up the leg. Submarines underneath.
Just putting on a show here for the fans.
The motion was a submarine, but it was more of a shot through Cassaro's legs. 20-7. One more takedown, and there'll be a tech fall for Jason Sturtsis. A throw attempt by Cassaro gets in on the legs of Sturtsis. That'll do it. Jason Sturtsis, winner by tech fall, just as his brother did 8 years ago. He throws up the four to let everybody know he's a four-time state champion. Standing ovation from this crowd. Has a number one up on one hand, four on the other hand, just as Alex did 8 years ago.
History in the making here, folks.
Another four-time state champ for Indiana. And nobody else wants to say it. I'll say it. He's probably the best wrestler in the history of the state.
I would agree with that.
We'll take a quick break. Bring it right back here for 152, BroadcastSport.net.
The Perry Meridian Wrestling Club, led by head coach Jim Tante, works to turn all current and future Falcon wrestlers into the great people and fine wrestlers that will honor the Perry Meridian tradition. Check them out at www.perrywrestling.com. Fun Services Indiana is Indiana's leading provider of exciting family fun days and company picnics. We welcome you to become part of the world of Fun Services. Call today, 1-800-999-9292. The Indiana State Wrestling Association is Indiana's premier wrestling organization with a membership of over 8,500 wrestlers. ISWA member clubs host over 50 open tournaments each year. The ISWA, an affiliate of USA Wrestling, the national governing body for wrestling, offers a state finals in all three wrestling styles, as well as Team Indiana trips to USA Wrestling major events. For more information, visit their website at www.iswa.com. If watching high school wrestling doesn't get your motor running, you certainly need help from the professionals at Precision Electric at 1508 West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Check out their website at www.precision-elec.com or call Kerry at 256-1000.
Dr. Jeffrey Hybert is cheering for his alma mater, the Penn Kingsman Wrestlers. As the local wrestlers excel on the mat, Dr. Hybert excels in the field of dentistry from his New Carlisle office located at 132 Michigan Street. Call 654-8811 to schedule an appointment.
The Penn Wrestling Club's mission at www.pennwrestling.org is achieving results. They strive to build successful student athletes who will achieve results through hard work, discipline, respect, and character on and off the mat.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state championships. Already to 152 pounds, Luke Creech of Franklin Community, ranked 7th in the state, taking on the number four ranked wrestler in the state, Isaiah Bradley from Muncie South. Bradley, a junior, 43-0 on the season. Creek is 35-5.
One of Creek's losses coming to out-of-state wrestler Brad Hitchings from Louisville Trinity, Kentucky. Multiple-time state champion down there, 3-2 match at the Modern Day Holiday Classic. Finally got a wrestler from the South that I can comment on. We're struggling this year. We always talk about on the discussion board, you know, whose semi-state's the toughest, and Evansville people always feel slighted because they don't get respect. Well, guys, this year we let it down in a big way. So we don't deserve to be in that argument this year.
Minute 20 to go, rather. First period, still 0-0 between Bradley and Creek. To get to this match, Creek in the semifinals pinned Quincy Ritchie in the second period. If you would have thought such a thing was possible. And Bradley beat Austin McCloskey 1-0. 55 seconds to go, first period, still 0-0. Neither wrestler with too much offense as far as any kind of attempts yet. Still nothing much from either wrestler. Now front headlock from Creek. Tries to bring it to the mat and does. 25 seconds to go, first period. Bradley back up to his feet. Hand comes out. Get a fresh start back in the center. Bradley in on a shot fake. Nothing there. Five seconds to go, first period. As Creek again with a front headlock. Brings Bradley to the mat. And that's where the first period will end.
Probably the quickest period we've seen in the finals.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
I think they might have went out of bounds once.
Yeah. Creech fits the mold of a traditional Franklin community wrestler. Stocky.
Creech wins the flip. He's going to choose down. Bradley to cover.
Bradley's tough here.
Bradley in on a tight waist. Underhook on the near side.
Creech is good on the top position, so he knows this up-down well.
Bradley was looking for something big as far as back points, and Creech just rolls straight through it. Gets an escape, so Creech up 1-0. Creech is on a single. Nice job fighting it off by Bradley. Right back to where we were in the first period. Both wrestlers ear-to-ear ties. Bradley signaled to the official he was being choked as they go out of bounds. 1:25 to go second period.
Bradley has kind of a nice series. He has a head tap to a double and a sweep single. And tried to hit it early in the first period, wasn't there. And I think he might have just seen something he liked there. He hit it and he saw a high post hand coming from Creech. So might see that later on.
Creech on a low single. Switches to a double. Crotch lock for Bradley.
Bradley hoping for a stalemate here. Probably going to get one here before too long.
Creech looks like he might have been trying to run it over. Maybe.
Good call from Tom Clark.
Put Bradley's shoulders on the mat, but there was nothing there. 46 seconds to go, second period. And they'll start back up after the stalemate call. Still 1-0 Creech. Bradley fakes in a few times from a knee.
Oh, Creech
on a single looked like he might have been able to go straight to a cradle there. Was already on the side, but they go out of bounds. 23 seconds to go. Still in the second period. 1-0 Creech over Bradley as it stands right now.
Oh, Bradley
with a trip.
Oh!
Can't finish. Creech throws him on the top. Goes to a double. No score yet. Body lock
for
Bradley. Nice scramble there.
What a
no score.
Bradley hit a collar tie foot sweep with his left foot, had Creech going to his butt, and then over-rolled it, ended up on his butt, and Creech comes into a double leg, but then Bradley goes crotch lock over the top, no points, into the second period.
And
wow.
In the end, all they ended up was a nice little stall and a single leg.
Yeah.
Or a nice little sprawl, I should say, and single leg. So still 1-0 Creech as Bradley will choose down.
And this is where Creech is his best. He's a great leg rider, as are a lot of the Franklin community kids. He's very strong on top.
Bradley's first move is straight to the mat. Has both elbows on the mat. Puts his head on the mat.
And this is if you're a younger kid and you're watching wrestling, your coach always tells you to fire up, wind the whistle, and clear that arm. This is more of that college style where they make sure they seal off, keep the knees together, and keep those legs out.
Yeah, Bradley looks like he's done his homework. He was defending the knee for the longest time, and then as soon as Creech saw an opening, he threw a leg in. Has it in now, has his boots locked. Looking for near fall, looks like. Trying to get a power half in on the backside. Has a power half, trying to stuff the head underneath. Has a shoulder high.
Bradley trying to back out the back door here.
Creech not really high enough to come out the back for Bradley. And Bradley's going to try to roll his shoulder out a little bit. 1:10 to go, third period. Still 1-0 Creech.
If you're a coach that coaches legs there, that's exactly what you love to see. Guy comes up rolling that shoulder. We run a lot of legs on our team, and we love to see guys coming up holding shoulders like that's what we're doing. That's our job, you know.
Bradley comes straight up to his feet. Creech drops a single. It looks like he has no intention of letting Bradley up off the mat. He wants to win this match by riding out the rest of this 55 seconds. Bradley with a body lock, still trying to throw Creech over the top. Creech on a single leg.
Deep single. Tight.
Has his head on the outside like a high crotch.
Bradley needs to look re-switch here. That's about his only option. He's trying to sneak that leg in underneath. Creech isn't letting him do it.
Creech still with the ankle locked. And Bradley has the ankle hook on the other side.
The grip while they locked it back up. See, he broke the grip.
But Creech still has the leg.
Oh,
2 points for Bradley. 25 seconds to go. Creech has to come out to tie the match. Bradley looks like he was trying to get a leg in for a second. Ended up really high. Might have his hands locked there.
That was close. I saw that same thing. He had the wrist crossed and the palms open. That's a judgment call right there.
11.8 seconds to go. Bradley leads Creech 2-1. Creech on bottom. Needs an escape to tie the match. Go to overtime.
I think we're going
to
see a Granby here.
Nope. Not much movement by Creech right off the whistle. Trying to come back to his base. Trying to catch Bradley's head.
Oh, oh.
Bradley trying to get a turn. If Creech can turn and doesn't get out, Bradley, they're going to still stay. Remain in control. No escape. So Isaiah Bradley, the first state champion for Muncie Southside since his coach Tony Abbott did it in, I believe, 1985. Isaiah Bradley, 152-pound state champion. We'll take a quick break. Bring it right back here for 160, BroadcastSport.net.
The Bad Boys of Bago at the Jimtown Wrestling Club want to let you know that wrestling is a sport like no other. A solo fight in your team's honor. Their website is www.jimtownwrestling.org.
The IHSWCA is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the state wrestling tournament. The IHSWCA will again fill the Scholastic Duels and Indiana-Illinois All-Star teams with wrestlers who place in their respective weight classes at the state tournament. Membership application and other information about IHSWCA can be found at www.ihswca.com.
Papletronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new two-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
4way.net offers wireless broadband internet service with nearly 50 towers throughout St. Joseph, Southern Elkhart, Marshall, Kosciuszko, and Fulton counties. Now you too can surf the web like your friends for as little as $49 per month. Contact 4way.net at 574-277-7720.
Walters Auto Sales in Elkhart is a family-owned and operated dealership that has been in business since 1975. Call Walter's sales office at 970-1360 or the service department at 293-1707 or visit their website at walters1975.com.
U.S. Olympian Ken Cherto's gold medal training camp is returning to Indiana this summer. Camp will be conducted at Indiana Tech University in Fort Wayne, June 14 through 17. Additional camp locations include Chicago, Wilmington, Ohio, and other locations across the Midwest. Wrestlers of all ages and skill levels are welcome to attend. Significant group discounts are available. Coach Chertow and a world-class staff will help you reach your highest goals on and off the mat. Visit KenChertow.com for details on the gold medal training camp in Indiana and throughout the Midwest, as well as team and multi-week camp options this summer.
The Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the Wrestling State Tournament. The IHSWCA will hold its first annual Class Team State Finals event next season on December 22, 2012. There will be three classes with eight teams per class invited to Indianapolis for this event. Visit the IHSWCA website for more details.
The Perry Meridian Wrestling Club, led by head coach Jim Tante, works to turn all current and future Falcon wrestlers into the great people and fine wrestlers that will honor the Perry Meridian tradition. Check them out at www.perrywrestling.com.
Fun Services Indiana is Indiana's leading provider of exciting family fun days and company picnics. We welcome you to become part of the world of fun services. Call today, 1-800-999-9292.
The Indiana State Wrestling Association is Indiana's premier wrestling organization with a membership of over 8,500 wrestlers. ISWA member clubs host over 50 open tournaments each year. The ISWA, an affiliate of USA Wrestling, the national governing body for wrestling, offers a state finals in all three wrestling styles, as well as Team Indiana trips to USA Wrestling major events. For more information, visit their website at www.iswa.com.
BroadcastSport.net State Championships, 160 pounds. Brian Harvey, ranked number one from Cathedral, 46-0, senior. Also senior Connor Robinson from New Pal, 17th in the state with a 39-8 record. Harvey in on a high single, brings it down to the mat. Tries a back double, but he's going out of bounds, it looks like. Pulls him back in momentarily.
Hand around the waist will get him two.
Has the ankle, and they do get the two. Chuck Barnett gives him 2 points. 30 seconds into the match. The long delay there was for about a five-minute-long standing ovation for Jason Sturtis on the award stand.
And well-deserved.
Oh, definitely. Becoming the eighth wrestler in Indiana State history to win 4 state titles.
Robinson, as a side note, 8 losses on the season. Hands down the most losses by any wrestler in the state. Not to knock him, an accomplishment to be here after so many setbacks. Most losses I've seen since several years ago. Heavyweight, I think it was a double-digit loss heavyweight that made it to the finals. Might have actually won.
Minute 11 to go, first period. Harvey already up 6-3 on 3 takedowns here in the first minute. And Robinson getting a little more physical, has a front headlock, brings it down to the mat. Harvey just goes out of bounds. Harvey trying to show the official maybe they have blood, but Chuck Barnett not going for it.
Harvey's had a lot of stoppages today.
Harvey has placed all 4 years in the state finals. He placed 5th last year at 130, 6th at 112 in 2010, and 6th at 103 in 2009. And injury time on the mat. We'll take a quick break. Bring it right back here for more of the 160-pound championship. BroadcastSport.net.
If watching high school wrestling doesn't get your motor running, you certainly need help from the professionals at Precision Electric at 1508 West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Check out their website at www.precision-elec.com or call Carrie at 256-1000.
Dr. Jeffrey Hybert is cheering for his alma mater, the Penn Kingsman Wrestlers. As the local wrestlers excel on the mat, Dr. Hybert excels in the field of dentistry from his New Carlisle office located at 132 Michigan Street. Call 654-8811 to schedule an appointment.
The Penn Wrestling Club's mission at www.pennwrestling.org is achieving results. They strive to build successful student athletes who will achieve results through hard work, discipline, respect, and character on and off the mat. The Bad Boys of Bago at the Jimtown Wrestling Club want to let you know that wrestling is a sport like no other. A solo fight in your team's honor. Their website is www.jimtownwrestling.org.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state finals. We're at 160 pounds between Brian Harvey of Cathedral, Connor Robinson of New Pal. 22 seconds to go, first period. 6-3, still the score. Harvey leads.
Really good. Gotcha.
And more injury time for Harvey.
Daryl just informed me that we had over 4,600 users signed in today.
I know as far as attendance here last night, there was 8,880 people, or so Bankers Life told us.
Uh-huh.
And then this morning's session, about 8,700. There's certainly more than that for the finals.
I would say at least 10. I think we got 10.
Yeah, we probably have the most people here since Alex Sturtis and Blake Maurer won their 4th championships
yeah.
in 2004.
What a year that was, too. I believe Modern Day had several champions that year. Wildeman,
well,
Maurer.
That would have been 2003.
Oh, that was 3. You're right. You're
yeah.
right.
Actually, Griffith had 3 champions. Three champions in a row.
Hernandez,
Escobedo, and Sturtis. And
yeah.
then, or didn't have 3 in a row, Ryan Pribble from Turkey Run.
Mm-hmm.
Small school in the state with a wrestling program in there at 140.
First and only state champ. So, first period ends.
Funny, we were mentioning the 2003 state champs and mentioned Ryan Pribble from Turkey Run, the smallest school in the state with a wrestling program, won the championship, sitting 2 seats away from us, 8-3.
Still the score. Harvey leads. Not a lot of action out of Robinson. Anything he's been doing has been pretty much been reactionary. Yeah, going back to 03, it was three for Griffith and then four straight for Modern Day.
They had Winesapple, Nosco, Wildeman, then Maurer. And they had Coughlin, but I think that was the year Coughlin lost to Hernandez. Was it not?
Yeah, because Coughlin got second twice and first twice.
Yeah. And that's that's a different year. But, yeah, they had five in the finals with four champions.
Minute 32 to go, second period. Harvey still up 8-3 here at 160-pound championship match. Nice reversal there by Harvey. Makes it 10-3. Harvey rolled through so hard on that switch that he took for a reversal that it knocked Robinson's headgear off. A minute 16 to go, second period, 10-3, Harvey leads. Switch attempt for Robinson, nothing there. Good tight waist by Harvey. Harvey with a tight waist trying to work the near arm. Nice roll there by Robinson, comes up to his feet, 10-4. Now the score, a minute to go, second period.
Robinson with a textbook Gramby there.
And Harvey didn't want to let anything big go, so he just let him have his point.
Good decision. Sometimes you try to follow through on that one and you end up in a Peterson. Would have changed the match entirely.
45 seconds to go, second period. Harvey still in control, up 10-4. Harvey from Cathedral, Robinson from New Palestine. Thirty-eight seconds go second period as they go out of bounds and come back to center. Robinson with a front headlock again, and Harvey making it clear that he doesn't want to be there, as every time Robinson gets in a front headlock, Harvey does everything he can just to bring him out of bounds. Harvey tries taking out his nose plug.
Harvey gets
and tossing it over to McGinley, his coach, but Chuck Barnett, the head official here in this match, tells him, no, you got to stick that back in.
I think he has double plugs in there.
Well, fortunately for him, he doesn't have to go too hard coming into the third period as he's up 6 points. And 10-4 is the score going into the third period. Robinson's going to choose down. A switch attempt there. Another good tight waist from Harvey. Harvey drops to a single, claims it up high off the mat. Trying a back trip and finally does bring Robinson to the mat with it. A minute 40 to go, third period.
Harvey still with a comfortable 6-point lead and on top.
1:33 to go, third period. Robinson elected to start down in this period, and he's still there. And a quick start by Robinson, looks like. He's going to garner caution from the official, Mr. Barnett. This time they get a clean start, so a minute 30 to go, third period. All Harvey, 10-4.
Another Gramby.
And this time, Harvey catches him on his back. Gets to a near fall. Minute 15 to go, third period. 12-4 now the score. They'll come back to center with a minute 8 to go, third period. Harvey up 8. Minute 5 to go, third period. Harvey looking for a cross wrist, wasn't there. Takes the near wrist, tries to roll it under.
Kevin Whitehead wakes us all up with a reminder that only a minute left in the match.
This hasn't exactly been the most exciting match of the finals.
Nope. Control and dominance is never the most exciting.
They'll come back to center with 45 seconds to go. 12-4. Still the score. Harvey trying to chop. Connor Robinson not giving it to him. Now Harvey in on half. Robinson clamps down on it, tries to roll, nothing there. Harvey stays behind. 25 seconds to go, third period. Harvey now checking the clock every few seconds.
Watch pot, Brian.
And on a cross face, trying to reach the far arm, nothing there. Has the bottom ankle trapped. And Harvey's just going to ride the period out. So 12-4, Brian Harvey, state champion. Jumps straight into his coach, Sean McGinley. Runs back in to take his ankle bands off. So Brian Harvey, the state champion at 160. We'll bring it right back here for 170. BroadcastSport.net.
The IHSWCA is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the state wrestling tournament. The IHSWCA will again fill the Scholastic Duels and Indiana-Illinois All-Star teams with wrestlers who place in their respective weight classes at the state tournament. Membership application and other information about IHSWCA can be found at www.ihswca.com.
Papletronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new two-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state championships. Move on to 170. Jake Massengale from Perry Meridian, 47-1 on the year. Ranked 6th in the state against Sean Mappas from Center Grove. Ranked 2nd. He beat number 1 ranked Tyler Willis in the semis in overtime. Now Mappas with a takedown here.
Has a Turk, a leg ride Turk, cross face. No near fall, says McLean. Jeff McLean, our official for this match.
And they go out of bounds. A minute 28 to go, first period. Massengale again, 47-1, just a junior. His only loss was to Willis, who Mappas beat in the last round. Map is up 2-0 already here early in the first period.
And Willis actually injury defaulted his next match. He took an injury time against Mappas for that injured shoulder that he has in a brace, so hopefully he's all right.
Probably want to play a save since his team's at Team State next week.
Very true. I didn't even think about that.
Mappas trying to roll a wrist with a 2-on-1 underneath. 1:05 to go, first period, still 2-0 Mappas.
Cathedral will face Penn first round. Cathedral 24-3. We'll have Penn 22-3.
That should be a duel.
Oh, very much so.
Talking about two teams that won't quit until you rip their head off their shoulders.
Or they rip your head off yours, yeah. Belmont drew Modern Day. I think that'll be another great duel.
We had
several Belmont-Modern Day matches head-to-head. Sam Gable at 120 was actually getting pinned in a cradle, came out of it to get the fall. And then Maurer wrestled Baker in a two-point match. So a lot of those matches are going to happen again next week.
So nice reversal there from Azagel. Makes it 2-2, 30 seconds to go, first period. Mappas up to
Mappas.
His feet.
Ooh. McLean kind of turned his back on the action there. Never something you want to do as an official, even when you do have an assistant.
Again, 23 seconds to go, first period. Mappas leads 3-2 as they're back up on their feet in the center.
Mappas snapped down front headlock. Tries the inside trip. It's not there.
Looked like he was going to take it straight to a shot.
Yeah.
But there was backs out of it. 6 seconds to go, first period. Still 3-2 Mappas.
Again, a reminder for those of you picking up our audio feed, broadcastsports.net does not have the contract for the video feed. That's IHSA TV. So you just have our audio. No video from us. The flip goes to Massengale. Massengale takes down. So second period, Mappas leads 3-2. Massengale takes the down position. Mappas comes on top. Massengale to his feet. Mappas a return to wrist control.
Minute 45 to go, second period. Still 3-2. Neither of these wrestlers have placed at state previously.
Willis, the only one in this weight class with any state experience. So a wide open 170-pound weight class. 82 is the same way. I think that those two weight classes being empty as far as state experience is because of the weight class split.
Right, right.
I know in the South, the most wide open weight classes were 70, 82, and 95 because kids that were there had to decide where they were going to go. No, my team had a ton of struggles filling 70 to 95.
Yeah, and the Rochester Regional at 160. All four wrestlers from the Mishawaka sectional advanced, but they advanced in opposite order that they finished the week before. It was really bizarre.
Wow. So is that an argument towards competitive, or how would you stack that up?
Probably a weak weight class, I'm not sure.
I didn't want to say it. I wanted to see your response.
But if all four of them won the first match against the Plymouth sectional.
Oh, yeah. What's that say about the Plymouth sectional?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. And that happens a lot. I mean, the Castle sectional, I think after the first round, Castle sectional only had 12 wrestlers advance, maybe 13. So Evansville Central took 42, 43, 44 out.
Mappas hit for stalling. Fans not happy with that one. Looks like he was working. Wasn't really jumping size, but it doesn't mean he wasn't working.
McLean, another one of our officials today, not afraid to break out the stall call.
Still 3-2. Mappas leads. He's held Massengale down this whole second period, but has been warned for stalling. Massengale right back up to his feet. Mappas returns him.
Mapp is clearly the more dominant wrestler here. Not to take away from Massengill, he did get a reversal, so he's still in this match.
Mapp is going to choose down. Massengill wants to let him up to his feet. So 4-2 now Mappas leads. Remember, Mappas has to stay active. He's already been warned for stalling. 4-2 the score. Mappas leads Massengill here at 170 pounds. Third period.
Oh, wow.
Massengill, or Mappas rather, in on a single leg. Has it locked up. So he's trying to come back across in a double. And does, and scores a takedown. 6-2 now the score. Mappas leads.
Has a Navy ride, looking for a far wrist, maybe into a turn. Needs to keep driving forward.
Massengill making sure he keeps his wrist out of the reach of Mappas from right there.
Massengill was pummeling hard, trying to get an under and over, and Massengill just slipped it, went right down to that single leg.
Tight waist for Mappas. Massengill looked like he almost tried to take it to a fat man roll because he had the elbow underneath his stomach.
We call it that too. I've never heard it called that by somebody else, but that's what we call it.
6-2, still a score. Again, Mappas came in undefeated, a senior, ranked second in the state, 45-0. From Center Grove, Massengill ranked sixth, 47-1. His only loss coming to Willis. From Perry Meridian, just a junior.
Sean's older brother, Shelby, wrestles for the University of Indianapolis here in Indiana. Here in Indy, I should say.
And 1 point escape for Massengill as they go out of bounds. 6-3 now the score. 43 seconds to go, third period. Mapp is still
shot, wow.
And Massengill just slides by it, runs around behind, picks up the takedown.
Mappas is putting it in reverse here. It's too soon.
7-5 now the score, 27 seconds to go. As Mappas gets an escape, Massengill lets him up, I should say.
Mappas, again, warned for stalling.
Massengill tries to come in on a front headlock, but they go out of bounds. Mappas going out of bounds with his back to the mat. You got to assume if he takes a few steps back here, he might get in trouble for stalling. And the officials are going to go look at the clock to make sure the time on it reflects how much time should be on it. A lot of instructions coming from Coach Tante over on the Perry Meridian side. And they took 2 seconds off, actually.
They said the information he wore to mouth to the coach in front of us, they forgot to start it, or they started it slow.
Oh, gotcha.
So it took off 2 seconds because it was... Oh, boy.
That's it for stalling.
Oh, boy.
7 seconds
to
go. If Massengill can score a takedown, he'll win state. And that's it. Sean Mapp is state champion at 170 pounds. 7-6 winner over Jake Massengill from Perry Meridian. We'll take a quick break, bring it right back here. 182-pound championship match, broadcastsport.net.
Net offers wireless broadband internet service with nearly 50 towers throughout St. Joseph, Southern Elkhart, Marshall, Kosciuszko, and Fulton counties. Now you too can surf the web like your friends for as little as $49 per month. Contact 4way.net at 574-277-7720. Walters Auto Sales in Elkhart is a family-owned and operated dealership that has been in business since 1975. Call Walter's sales office at 970-1360 or the service department at 293-1707 or visit their website at walters1975.com.
U.S. Olympian Ken Cherto's gold medal training camp is returning to Indiana this summer. Camp will be conducted at Indiana Tech University in Fort Wayne, June 14 through 17. Additional camp locations include Chicago, Wilmington, Ohio, and other locations across the Midwest. Wrestlers of all ages and skill levels are welcome to attend. Significant group discounts are available. Coach Chertow and a world-class staff will help you reach your highest goals on and off the mat.
Visit KenCherto.com for details on the Gold Medal Training Camp in Indiana and throughout the Midwest, as well as team and multi-week camp options this summer.
The Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the Wrestling State Tournament. The IHSWCA will hold its first annual Class Team State Finals event next season on December 22, 2012. There will be three classes with eight teams per class invited to Indianapolis for this event. Visit the IHSWCA website for more details.
The Perry Meridian Wrestling Club, led by head coach Jim Tante, works to turn all current and future Falcon wrestlers into the great people and fine wrestlers that will honor the Perry Meridian tradition. Check them out at www.perrywrestling.com.
Fun Services Indiana is Indiana's leading provider of exciting family fun days and company picnics. We welcome you to become part of the world of Fun Services. Call today, 1-800-999-9292.
The Indiana State Wrestling Association is Indiana's premier wrestling organization with a membership of over 8,500 wrestlers. ISWA member clubs host over 50 open tournaments each year. The ISWA, an affiliate of USA Wrestling, the national governing body for wrestling, offers a state finals in all three wrestling styles, as well as Team Indiana trips to USA Wrestling major events. For more information, visit their website at www.iswa.com.
Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state championships. We're at 182 pounds. Tanner Lind from Delphi, ranked first in the state, 51-0, senior, against Lucas Schaefer, 53-0, also a senior from Westfield. Lind in on a takedown, picks up two early. Schaefer ranked number two in the state. So both seniors, both undefeated, 1-2 in the state. Definitely one of the most anticipated finals matches. Lined with an early 2-0 lead, a minute 20 to go first period.
Lined again, the only person in the 182-pound weight class with any state experience.
Been on the podium twice, was fifth at 152 in 2010. 2011, he was third at 171. Stalemate called, they'll go back to center. Minute 6 to go first period. Lined still leads 2-0.
Line, a former practice partner of head coach's son, Braden Atwood. Braden wrestling for Purdue. Tanner will be joining him there next year. Probably not a hard decision to make.
No. For either him or the school.
Yeah. I think under the leadership of Scott Hinkle, Purdue's done a much better job of recruiting in-house for Indiana.
I watched a duel between them and Wisconsin earlier this year, and Wisconsin's kind of in a bad way right now. But man, all those Indiana boys just mopped the mat with Wisconsin.
Yeah.
44-9 or something like that.
Which is kind of surprising because Wisconsin had a very good squad a couple of years ago. They came in. I'm a big Michigan fan. They came into Michigan and beat Michigan pretty bad. So, oh, boy, double stalling.
Stalling called on both guys 23 seconds ago, first period.
Oh, I'm sorry. You break out a double stall. Somebody's got to be stalling more than the other, or neither of them are just doing much. I disagree with the double stall call. I don't know what that accomplishes.
Thomas Lambert, the official for this match.
Yeah. Thomas Highwater Lambert. He's always got those high pants, and he's got the blonde hair top.
And the first period is going to end 2-0. Lined leads. Schaefer. And Lined wins the toss, and he's going to choose down.
Lined out quick in 2 seconds. Wow.
Set his hips through and just turned in. Get up to his feet, so 3-0. Now the score.
Schaefer from shoulder to shoulder is very thick. He's
yeah.
Big guy.
Oh, he's probably bigger than the Line.
Oh, yeah, I think he is, hands down.
Line just obviously a technician.
Oh, yeah. Again, a carbon copy of Braden Atwood.
Yeah.
Both of them wrestle very, very similar styles.
Russian tie, nothing there for Lined. A Minute 10 to go, second period. Westfield crowd getting a chant going for Lucas Schaefer. On the fuel of that, he gets it on a double leg, but line brings it out of bounds. So minute 6 to go, second period. They'll come back to the center with a fresh start. One minute to go, second period. Still 3-0 line. Both guys hit for stalling. And they go out of bounds. With 53 seconds to go in the period. Go to the second period. Not a lot of action on either guy's line shoots. Schaefer out of bounds. Still in the second period. Line leads 3-0. Schaefer will have choice in the third period.
A double stall again.
Another double stall call. So 4-1 now the score. Line then on a shot. Schaefer just trying to fight it off. Line coming through. Might have him stacked. Actually had Schaefer on his back. It still does.
What are you doing, Lambert?
Lambert runs around the backside. Totally missed the call. Two takedown. And hasn't called any near fall yet. Certainly there should be.
Whistle's still in his mouth. Oh, boy.
And the Westfield coaches are going to argue that was a takedown. Schaefer was definitely on his back.
Oh, definitely. I think they need to be glad he's not going to award near fall.
Yeah. 6-1 is what the scoreboard reads at the end of the second period. It is going to be two near fall, it looks like. Or was he just signaling
the
takedown again?
He was signaling the takedown again. I think the Delphi assistants here are getting a little fired up over that. I think they just need to keep coaching their wrestler. He's in control, comfortable 6-1 lead.
Both guys have been hit for stalling twice.
Yeah. For the record, only been one double stall disqualification in our state's wrestling history.
Oh, wow.
I believe it was 30s or 40s. The official double stalled him out, and there was no state champion from that year.
Wow. And they go out of bounds again. So a minute 30 to go, third period. Line still leads 6-1. Schaefer probably going to have to load up something big here if he's going to have any chance to win the state championship. Comes in on a double. Line gets his legs back. Slidden off all the way and just comes back up to his feet. Minute 15 to go, third period. And then go out of bounds again. And out of bounds once again.
Oh.
Schaefer backs out this time. 6-1, still the score. A minute to go, third period. Still third period. Both wrestlers hanging on the head. Forehead to forehead, though, not ear to ear, so I think somebody could get something going.
A deep shot there by Schaefer. Good hips by Lind.
Just to fight him off.
Yeah.
15 seconds to go, third period, still 6-1, line leads. Schaefer just dives in, so line's going to get a takedown. He's up 8-1, probably just going to ride this out. And Tanner Lyon, the state champion from Delphi at 182 pounds. We'll be right back with the 195-pound state championship match. And what's also should be a great match between Sligo and Barry. BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state championship.
If watching high school wrestling doesn't get your motor running, you certainly need help from the professionals at Precision Electric at 1508 West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Check out their website at www.precision-elec.com or call Carrie at 256-1000.
Dr. Jeffrey Hybert is cheering for his alma mater, the Penn Kingsman Wrestlers. As the local wrestlers excel on the mat, Dr. Hybert excels in the field of dentistry from his New Carlisle office located at 132 Michigan Street. Call 654-8811 to schedule an appointment.
The Penn Wrestling Club's mission at www.pennwrestling.org is achieving results. They strive to build successful student athletes who will achieve results through hard work, discipline, respect, and character on and off the mat. The Bad Boys of Bago at the Jimtown Wrestling Club want to let you know that wrestling is a sport like no other. A solo fight in your team's honor. Their website is www.jimtownwrestling.org.
The IHSWCA is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the state wrestling tournament. The IHSWCA will again fill the Scholastic Duels and Indiana-Illinois All-Star teams with wrestlers who place in their respective weight classes at the state tournament. Membership application and other information about IHSWCA can be found at www.ihswca.com.
Papletronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Welcome back to the state championships on BroadcastSport.net. 195 pounds, Courtney Berry, undefeated senior from Maryville, and from Fishers High School, Mitsliga, also undefeated 48-0, just a junior, ranked first in the state as Sliga, ninth on intermat.com's national rankings. Sliga in on a single leg, trying to claim it up off the mat.
Needs to work inbounds, and he does.
And 4 points on the mat for Barry, so two takedown for Sliga. And he's going to let Barry come up to his feet, so 2-1, 30 seconds into the match. This reminder, fans, throwing anything onto the competition area is a violation of arena policy and causes you to be subject to ejection. And quite frankly, it's just not the thing to do. The wrestling's been so great, the tournament's been so great. Let's honor these young athletes. And out of bounds with a minute 12 to go, first period. Still 2-1. Sliga leads Barry, 195 pounds. Barry placed fifth at 189 last year. Sliga was third at 189 the past 2 years.
I know he lost to Stevenson, I believe, from Indian Creek last year.
Seconds to go, first period, still 2-1. Barry in a front headlock, but they go out of bounds.
Barry definitely the bigger of the two wrestlers, but as we mentioned, Eric mentioned, that Sliga slick on his feet, very good technician. Oh, wow. Quick sprawl.
Barry catches the elbow. And Sliga looks like he doesn't want to be there. He gets his arm back. Barry's still on the wrist, though. Sliga has an underhook on the backside. Try to go with a knee pick on the near side. Still nothing there. Now Barry with an underhook.
Maryville known to dig some double unders, but at the same time, fans don't forget that Sliga's a nationally renowned Greco-Roman wrestler, so he's not scared to get in there and toss a little bit.
And they'll go out of bounds. 2-1 still the score. Sliga leads Barry. Barry wins the flip. And he's going to choose down. So Barry gets set. Sliga to cover. Sliga looks like he's trying to run a head lever on the back side. Now comes back to the near side, trying to lock a wrist up. Maryville Sucks is starting to get a chant going for Barry. And Sliga's going to let him up.
Huh.
30 seconds away in the second period. 2-2 the score.
Neither time has Sliga contested that stand-up.
A minute 10 to go, second period. Still 2-2. Sliga on a low ankle. Barry rips it away before Sliga can do anything with it. Barry in on a front headlock again. And a stalemate's called. They'll go back to the center. 56 seconds to go, second period. Still 2-2. 195-pound championship match between Barry and Sliga.
Barry, a senior from Maryville. Sliga, a junior from Fishers. Barry, your Maryville semi-state champ. Fisher, your Newcastle semi-state champ.
Sliga close to a stack. And he
He gets it.
Miss Sliga winner.
Oh.
Barry tried to come over the top, had a crotch lock, and
wow,
Sliga just ran him over it. Had both shoulders stacked for a few seconds, was good enough for a fall. So the first pin of the championships comes from Mitch Sliga. We'll take a break, bring it right back here for 220 rather. BroadcastSport.net, state championships.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB, now in black, white, and purple, the perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new two-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
4way.net offers wireless broadband internet service with nearly 50 towers throughout St. Joseph, Southern Elkhart, Marshall, Kosciuszko, and Fulton counties. Now you too can surf the web like your friends for as little as $49 per month. Contact 4way.net at 574-277-7720. Walters Auto Sales in Elkhart is a family-owned and operated dealership that has been in business since 1975. Call Walter's sales office at 970-1360 or the service department at 293-1707 or visit their website at walters1975.com.
U.S. Olympian Ken Cherto's gold medal training camp is returning to Indiana this summer. Camp will be conducted at Indiana Tech University in Fort Wayne, June 14 through 17. Additional camp locations include Chicago, Wilmington, Ohio, and other locations across the Midwest. Wrestlers of all ages and skill levels are welcome to attend. Significant group discounts are available. Coach Chertow and a world-class staff will help you reach your highest goals on and off the mat. Visit KenChertow.com for details on the gold medal training camp in Indiana and throughout the Midwest, as well as team and multi-week camp options this summer.
The Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the Wrestling State Tournament. The IHSWCA will hold its first annual Class Team State Finals event next season on December 22, 2012. There will be three classes with eight teams per class invited to Indianapolis for this event. Visit the IHSWCA website for more details.
The Perry Meridian Wrestling Club, led by head coach Jim Tante, works to turn all current and future Falcon wrestlers into the great people and fine wrestlers that will honor the Perry Meridian tradition. Check them out at www.perrywrestling.com.
Fun Services Indiana is Indiana's leading provider of exciting family fun days and company picnics. We welcome you to become part of the world of Fun Services. Call today, 1-800-999-9292.
Welcome back to BroadcastSports.net's coverage of the state championships. 220 pounds, Joe Gallegos from Clay, ranked fourth in the state. And Tyler Crawl from Crown Point, a senior, ranked first in the state. Gallegos beat Crawl in the semi-state championship last week. Both wrestlers with two losses on the season.
Darryl brought up the score for me over there. It's 3-1. Looks like the points are going to be at a premium in this match.
Both looking to control wrists, it looks like, at least initially. Minute 25 to go, first period.
B Being a Southern Indiana guy, I haven't seen much of South Bend Clay singlets, but needless to say, they are definitely a fashion statement. They have the purple and gold checkerboard, and I believe it looks like Joe is wearing a kind of a Superman-esque type singlet.
With a C in the middle for Clay instead of the S, which Clay typically wears in the championship matches at every level.
Has a belt-looking feature with the Speedo spandex bottoms.
With a cape on the back.
A gold cape. And from what I gather, they kind of let the boys design most of these, if not all of them. Because they said that I heard that Hartman designed the checkerboard one.
And Crawl just in the boring old Crown Point singlet with CP on the back. Both guys warned for stalling.
Wow.
Must be noted that Jeff Colburn is the official on this mat.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was just looking at it. I think three's Colburn. Jeff should just say, all right, guys, shake hands. You've both been one for stalling. Ready? Just start it off so you don't have to do it in the first period. It's going to happen anyway.
Obviously, both being one for stalling. Not much offense out of either guy. 8 seconds to go. First period still 0-0.
Now, an interesting dynamic is that with Colburn so ready to fire off to stalling, that could be an interesting or important factor in this match.
And the first period ends 0-0. Gallegos wins a huge flip, and he'll choose down and try to score first.
Clay coaches were guest clinicians at this year's coaches clinic.
Gallegos up to his feet, returned by Crawl. Gallegos still not back to his base yet, broke flat. Minute 40 to go, second period. Crawl comes in a cross face. Gallegos looked like it might have been a good position for a switch there, but good tight waist by Crawl. Crawl trying to roll the wrists underneath. Every time Gallegos comes up, he just chops the arm out from underneath him. Crawl trying to return him again and does. This time Gallegos lands on a hit. They go out of bounds.
That's a one?
Gallegos gets an escape going out of bounds.
And no argument from the Crown Point coaches. I thought that could have been still the front headlock. You know,
right.
Not enough separation. But
they're saying Gallegos was out. So 1-0, Gallegos leads.
Huh.
Minute 10 to go, second period. Crawl comes in on a slide by attempt. Nothing there. Throw by attempt, I should say.
Let's go, Joe Russell.
Let's go, Tyler.
Come on, Joe.
1 minute to go, second period, 1-0. Gallegos leads Crawl. 220-pound state championship match.
Oh!
And a stall warning on Gallegos.
Wow.
So 1-1. As Gallegos took a few steps back.
Wow, I mean, I think that's a hard call to make when there's no shots.
I mean,
you have to create offense. You can't just push. Then it becomes who's stronger.
Right.
Man, I don't know if I agree with that call.
40 seconds to go, second period, 1-1 the score.
But I also don't think you treat 220s and heavyweights like you do 106s and 113s.
Throw by attempt again by Crawl, nothing there. Underhook for Gallegos, tries a shot, fought off quickly by Crawl. 20 seconds to go, second period, still 1-1.
Ear-to-ear tie here.
Now they get forehead-to-forehead.
Yeah, they back out. Short time here, 2 seconds.
And 1-1 will be the score going into the third period. Crawl's going to choose down, try to win this match by coming to his feet. Gallegos is going to give it to him, so 2-1 now the score. Again, Crawl has been warned for stalling, so he's up 2-1 to begin the third period.
Okay, Joe, it's time to wake up and do something.
Go, Joe!
Colegas backing out again.
Well, I think that goes both ways. While Gallegos didn't do much to circle in, Carl didn't do much but just literally pushed straight forward. No level change.
Gallegos got his head under the arm for a second. Might have been able to finish double leg there, but backs out of it.
There's Gallegos a circle attempt.
Back in. Yep. Minute 25 to go, third period. Still 2-1 Carl.
Still no shots.
Carl tries an underhook, nothing there. Now just locks on the neck. Now Gallegos with a necktie of his own. Gallegos trying to force himself through to the legs. 1 minute to go, third period. Still 2-1, Carl. They'll come back to the center. 54 seconds to go. Still 2-1, Carl. Gallegos trying to come in on a high-level shot. Once again, Carl just fights him off. 40 seconds to go, third period. Fans behind us want a stall call now on Carl.
Carl's taking the forward steps, but still no shots. Wow,
and
he hits
another
it again.
Stall. Called on Gallegos, so 3-1 now the score. Three to one, 15 seconds to go. Gallegos leads Crawl. And another stall, this time on Crawl, but too late. 3-2, that's how it's going to end.
And the stall call does make a difference. And the stall calls decide this match.
So 220, Tyler Crawl from Crown Point, state champion. We'll bring it right back here for the heavyweights. BroadcastSport.net.
The Indiana State Wrestling Association is Indiana's premier wrestling organization with a membership of over 8,500 wrestlers. ISWA member clubs host over 50 open tournaments each year. The ISWA, an affiliate of USA Wrestling, the national governing body for wrestling, offers a state finals in all three wrestling styles, as well as Team Indiana trips to USA Wrestling major events. For more information, visit their website at www.iswa.com.
If watching high school wrestling doesn't get your motor running, you certainly need help from the professionals at Precision Electric at 1508 West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Check out their website at www.precision-elec.com or call Carrie at 256-1000.
Dr. Jeffrey Hybert is cheering for his alma mater, the Penn Kingsman Wrestlers. As the local wrestlers excel on the mat, Dr. Hybert excels in the field of dentistry from his New Carlisle office located at 132 Michigan Street. Call 654-8811 to schedule an appointment.
The Penn Wrestling Club's mission at www.pennwrestling.org is achieving results. They strive to build successful student athletes who will achieve results through hard work, discipline, respect, and character on and off the mat. The Bad Boys of Bago at the Jimtown Wrestling Club want to let you know that wrestling is a sport like no other. A solo fight in your team's honor. Their website is www.jimtownwrestling.org.
The IHSWCA is a proud sponsor of today's coverage of the state wrestling tournament. The IHSWCA will again fill the Scholastic Duels and Indiana-Illinois All-Star teams with wrestlers who place in their respective weight classes at the state tournament. Membership application and other information about IHSWCA can be found at www.ihswca.com.
Maple. Welcome back to BroadcastSport.net's coverage of the state finals. At 285, the heavyweights, Abe Hall from Bremen, ranked second in the state, 49-0 senior. Taking on Neek Stauffer, also a senior from Elkhart Central, ranked third. He's 38-1. His one loss came to Hall, 3-2 in two overtimes. Bob Helm, the head official in this match. Minute 20 to go, first period. Hall in on a shot attempt slash knee slap. Minute 10 to go, first period. Nick Stauffer with a front headlock. And he lets it go. Comes back to a fresh start.
And I heard that loss came very early in the season. Is that correct? I believe November is the date I heard on that.
Wow. That's pretty early.
So two totally different wrestlers. I think on both sides, they're totally different wrestlers 3 to 4 months later.
Forty seconds to go, first period. Still 0-0 between Stauffer and Hall.
This is, of course, the final match of the tournament. Following the completion of the 285-pound match, we'll have individual awards at 220, followed by individual awards.
Not much out of either wrestler. Probably a good thing Bob Helm. It's officiating.
Colbert didn't have back-to-back matches.
I think of Bob Helm, a little more understanding on the heavyweights.
Uh-huh. A little less frequent on the stall call.
And 0-0 after the first period. And Hall wins the flip. He's going to choose down. Try to score first. Stauffer to cover. Stauffer tries to keep him on the mat for a second. Now looks like he's going to have to let him up, and does. Just 7 seconds into the period. Hall leads 1-0. Hall trying to get in on that very interesting double he has where you don't really drop to a knee. It's more of a tackle than a shot.
Big man blast, we call it. Because you don't want that big guy going down to the knee. You get you get stuck down there, you get splashed on. So we're on the same offense, and you have a split second to realize if I've got the knees, I finish. If I don't, I push on the hips, create distance.
Some Rick, 15 to go, second period.
Some Ric Flairs from a few fans still in attendance.
There's still quite a few people here compared to usual.
Oh, yeah.
Stauffer in. Looked like he was looking for a duck under. Didn't quite get his head there.
I think we've seen a super duck attempt in every finals match.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like the go-to move. Oh, a nice little foot sweep attempt there by Hall. I think it's safe to say that even if Colburn were on this one, we wouldn't have stalling. I think we've been active here in the second period. Maybe in the first. I agree with that. They've been pretty active this period.
4-0, or 40 seconds rather to go, second period. 1-0 score. Hall looks like he's trying to wrap around the locker on the body, rather. But an underhook by Stauffer as he tosses Hall out of bounds. 30 seconds to go, second period. Still 1-0 Hall. Now Hall in on a single leg, backs out of it. Stauffer trying to use a near arm to just go by Hall, but they go out of bounds before anything scored. 16 seconds to go, second period, 1-0 score.
Hall in again on a single, drives him out of bounds. Been a quick second period.
Second period winds down. Still 1-0. Hall leads Stauffer. 285-pound championship match. And Stauffer's going to choose down to begin the third period. Hall drops in on an ankle, brings it up to a single leg. Stauffer has a headlock.
That'll
locked
be
up.
One. There you go.
And
Stauffer got his one.
Stauffer with the escape. Just 9 seconds into the period. So 1-1 now the score. Minute 40 to go, third period. 1-1. No stalling called yet on either side, so that won't come into play, at least at this point.
But we do have word that Colburn is available for the overtime period. He hasn't taken off his stripes yet.
And out of bounds with a minute 26 to go, third period. Still 1-1. Minute 15 now, third period. Still 1-1. Wrestler's not even in a tie, just circling with
a Hawley deep on a single.
Has it
off
the
mat. Oh, he goes double. Big takedown.
2 points for Abe Hall, so 3-1 now the score with a minute to go in the third period.
And if body language could speak words, Stouffer's face firmly planted in the mat, body flat, head down.
Seconds to go, third period. Hall with a backside wrist trying to roll it underneath. Now with 2 1-on-1s trying to roll him under. Pries the arm out. Trying to put it on Stauffer's back. And does have the arm bar. 25 seconds to go, third period. Hall leads 3-1.
Not much doing from Stauffer on bottom. Head down again.
10 seconds to go, third period. Hall with a chicken wing now. Looks like he's just going to stay right here. He takes a look at the clock. 2-1, and that's going to be it. Abe Hall from Bremen, state champion at the heavyweight weight class. So that concludes all of our wrestling. That concludes all of our wrestling here on BroadcastSport.net. I'd like to thank you for listening in here with us as Abe Hall gets his hand raised, state champion at 285. Once again, thanks for listening. BroadcastSport.net. We'll be live from the team state championships next Saturday at Center Grove High School.